Stand by three.
You got those monkeys ready?
Where's the midget?
Roger on the monkey.
Brian the boy.
Are you ready? Is the land button working?
Good. All right. Here we go. In three, two, one.
What the? Oh, I'm sorry. I was standing on this wire. My bad.
It's the WBHP Morning Show with Tony and Gary.
Show, excuse me while I cough.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll turn you off while you do that.
Well, I've been coughing.
You don't want to hear that.
Been coughing and sneezing, so.
Uh-oh.
That's not a good sign, but it's changing the weather.
Now, you know good and well.
Oh, I don't want to hear
it. The weather has nothing to do with
it. It does, too. And everybody knows that.
Except Gary Dodds.
Yeah. You know, it's and granted, it may have something to do with your immune system, but
Know,
people who have allergies, I mean, it changes. I don't have allergies, but I am coughing and sneezing, so I just hope I'm not getting one of those transitional colds.
Well, I have said
colds.
For years that I don't have allergies, but apparently I do. So
I bet
you've developed some over the years.
Well, you know, and people change.
Yeah, they do.
You know, you may not have allergies as a kid and have them later in life, and then you may not.
I can tell the difference. I mean, I'm not sick, but I have nasal issues where my nose just stays stopped up, and I need to go take care of it.
Do you use that spray thing? Cause that's,
oh no,
yeah, that's addictive and dangerous.
I had an aunt that got addicted to that stuff,
and
no,
walk
never
around
used
with that thing nonstop. Never.
Oh yeah, she would
never cure.
She'd be snorting that stuff. All
the
time.
I know.
But no, I've never used that. Well, I say never. I have tried it, but it hurts. But, no, I don't use that, but, I used to never, hope y'all aren't eating a sausage and biscuit, but I used to never blow my nose. And now, I mean, it's a daily basis, several
really?
Times a day.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So I can tell that my body has changed in that fashion.
Bodies change. No. So before we get to the weather, I just want to say, and we'll get into this in just a little bit, that Corey broke news yesterday.
I did.
Yes, you did. You broke news that Elizabeth Warren had released her DNA. Of course, it was right toward the end of the show, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about it, but had released her DNA results.
Yeah, we were all analyzing it together.
Yes, we were. And let me just say this, that... the Boston Globe can't do math.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No. They had to make two corrections yesterday. Hmm. Now, it doesn't matter because the media still said she's an Indian. And
but well, if the number I saw was right, it's not much of an Indian.
No. In fact, you're probably more Native American than she is. And most Americans, according to the stats that I'm going to give you, most Americans are more Native American than she is.
Oh, that's great.
And when Donald Trump said he was probably more Native American, he probably is than she is. Because they didn't even use DNA from a Native American. This whole thing is a scam. Hmm. And the guy who did it, he doesn't do DNA testing. He's
no.
just a friend.
I thought the CNN story I read, you know, initially yesterday said he was some sort of consultant for Ancestry.com.
Yeah, and but he doesn't do DNA testing. Mm. He analyzes what's given to him.
Yeah, analyst. That's right.
But there's some problems there, and there's audio of him saying, oh, yes. And she said in her little presidential run video she put out, Donald Trump called my mother a liar.
You going to meet him out in the park or
and
what?
And he said, no, you have Native American ancestry.
Mm-hmm. 10 generations ago, lady.
1,024th.
And we thought it was 1/32nd.
Well, that was a lie.
Forever.
Yeah, that's why they had to correct it.
Well, we knew 1/32nd was small.
Yeah, but that's valid.
Right. Yeah, that's as small as it can get in order to get help.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
It's not even that.
It's not that. It's nowhere close to that. In fact, like I say, the Boston Globe, either they did it on purpose, thinking nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they thought that, they're crazy because there are... Well, even the Cherokee Nation came out.
The math to get to the percentage on that, most Americans can't do.
Well, I couldn't do it.
No, I remember learning, but I can't remember how.
Well, that's because
I went far in math. Math was my thing.
I know it was.
But if you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right.
So I don't remember how to do it, but it's not easy.
No. But surely before you write a story that, you know, that she's Native American as the headline, confirm she's an Indian.
Right.
That you've done the math.
So a generation, Tony, is about 30 years long.
Yes.
Okay. So if it's 10 generations ago, that's 300 years. 300 years ago, Elizabeth Warren may have had some Indian in her.
Well, then she lied about her parents eloping.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to get to all that. We're gonna lay it all out for you at 6.
Well, they may have eloped. Here's...
No, but they eloped because she was Indian.
Right. I mean, the reason's wrong.
Yeah.
But to give, and Lord knows I don't want to, but to give Elizabeth Warren the benefit of the doubt, my daddy has told me many tales that I have found out since...
Not true.
...was not true. So I'm wondering if she was actually told all this. And she never looked into it, just to give her the benefit.
Well, you know why I don't get that? Because throughout high school, college, law school, she never brought it up.
Mm.
She was like 30-something before she ever brought it up. When she wanted to get in, when she wanted to get from the university to Harvard, that's when she brought it up. Because she could get, and Harvard, even though they have come out and said, well, we didn't hire her because of that. In the documentation at Harvard, it said she was the first woman of color they hired.
Oh, yeah.
First woman of color. Because she checked the box Native American. So she's a scam artist. I mean, she's a con.
Yes.
She did this to benefit herself.
When we were at the funeral home when my dad passed, trying to figure out, you know, arrangements, it was me and... several of my brothers and sisters and two or three of his brothers and sisters. And you know how you get to telling stories, try to get out of the the grieving part at the moment.
Right.
And so I said, well, I just got to ask y'all a question. Aunt Dorothy and Aunt Donabelle. My daddy told me for years that y'all's band, now it was true that he and his brothers and sisters played gospel music.
Right.
But my daddy told me for years that y'all were going to be on the Grand Ole Opry back in the 50s, and they bumped y'all for because Elvis Presley walked in the back door. And they all laughed and said, nope, that was one of David's tales.
You know, the funny thing, too, is tales are passed down generation from generation. They get changed along the way a little bit or a little more you know, elaborated and...
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unless you, and then she came out yesterday after the Cherokee Nation said that she's fraud, basically.
Yeah. said that DNA test doesn't prove anything.
She said, well, I didn't want to be in the tribe. I wasn't joining the tribe.
I just wanted the benefits.
I'm just saying that you know, I'm Cherokee, but they are very offended. Yes. And I had forgotten that the Indian nations, the Native American nations, are sovereign nations.
Mm. Oh, that's right. They have their own laws and all that.
Yes. I mean, the Secretary of State of the Cherokee Nation mm-hmm. was on TV last night.
Wow.
They have their own. They don't have to abide by U.S. law.
Yeah, on their
reservations. On their reservations. Yeah. They have their own laws. They're sovereign nations, and even though legally she's not, she keeps saying she is, because her mama told her.
Yeah.
But even that's a lie.
Hmm.
So, but it goes further than that. What about her relative that helped round up Indians and put them on the Trail of Tears? What about those?
Hmm.
I found that out last night after doing a little digging.
Do what now?
She, one of her relatives, mm-hmm. helped put together in Chattanooga the places for the people to stay and then sent them off on the Trail of Tears. The Indians, the Native Americans.
Right.
So if
really?
If they're so into Native Americans, how they do that?
Wow.
That's not part of her heritage that she's telling anybody.
No.
A lot of people have been looking into this since 2012, since what's his name that was in Cosmo brought it up, the senator that ran against her, that won, that I never can remember his name.
Oh,
Scott.
Brown,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He brought it up,
yeah, I remember
and
that.
Then everybody derided him. How dare you, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? She's a fraud.
Yeah. Scott Brown replaced Kennedy.
Kennedy, that's right. That's right.
Ted Kennedy.
So, we've got a lot to talk. We're going to lay all of that out, including the math. The math has now been done. I didn't do it.
No. Math's not easy.
That's not on my phone, how to compute that, or my calculator. But we've got a lot of other things, too. Saudi Arabia. We'll get to that.
Are you going to talk about what they're about to come out with?
Well, not only that, but... who is this guy that's missing?
Would they really come out with something saying, yeah, we did it?
No.
On accident?
No, not him. Remember, there are many factions in Saudi Arabia. We talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
That there are the terrorist factions of Saudi Arabia. You know, and I talked about how this guy, the Crown Prince, has been trying to move the Wahhabi. Remember we talked about mm-hmm. that the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Out. Their power out, because they're the terrorist aspect of Saudi Arabia. Now, look, Saudi Arabia is not U.S., the U.S.
No.
I mean, they have some bad people in Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
But it looks like, unless it's all a con, it looks like the Crown Prince is trying to... do some things like letting women drive and things like that
right.
that kind of bring them into this century.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who are against that.
Yep.
It looks like, and there's some kind of formal letter statement going to be made on this.
Hmm.
But if...
CNN's convinced that it's going to be him copping to it.
Not him.
Or saying that it happened. Yeah.
The problem I have with that is if they come out with a statement saying that the journalist was accidentally killed, which is what CNN's saying, mm-hmm. accidentally killed from an unauthorized interrogation gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they beat him to death.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. Well, that's
they
murder.
Beat him to death. So who beat him to death?
Mm-hmm.
And
where's his body?
And where's his body? And who gave him authorization to them? If the people in the consulate were complicit, they, along with the 15 people or whatever, all mm-hmm. need to go. They need Saudi justice.
Yeah.
Ooh. Saudi justice, which would be, you know, crucifixion, hanging.
Mm. Yeah.
This is a touchy. That's why Pompeo, within an hour, Pompeo was on a plane yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
This is very touchy, but you can't discount Turkey. You know, they want the split.
Sure.
They want to drive a wedge. And Congress is all ready right now to put sanctions on Saudi Arabia no matter what.
I heard Marco Rubio yesterday.
He was.
Say that it just, it has to be the Saudi prince. It has to be his fault.
Well,
and I'm like.
Well, where's that proof?
What about, I mean, you know.
You approve of that?
What about Turkey? What about Iran?
What about all the Americans that are in Turkish prisons right now?
No.
I'm just saying this whole thing has.
I'm glad Marco Rubio's not president.
Me too.
Because he's one of these that jumps on bandwagons pretty quick.
Yeah. Without proof. Yeah. Again, if the guy was killed in the embassy in Turkey, then there's a lot of people to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we still have to get to the actual facts.
But we still don't know.
And there may be a statement saying that. And this is a, I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around. Yeah, he was killed. Interrogation gone wrong. Why were they interrogating him?
Right. What were y'all trying to find out?
And which I may have an answer to, but who authorized the interrogation? I mean, they said it was an unauthorized interrogation.
Right.
And according to the rumors, the Saudis haven't said anything.
Right.
Yet. But they're going to have to say something.
I hope Pompeo had a security guard or 15 with him.
Oh, you know he did. No, he comes up missing. We may bomb Saudi Arabia.
Probably.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
That would be it. But you talk about the Middle East blowing up completely. Mm. This has the
potential
to blow everybody up.
Mm.
You know, again, there's so many, you know, this one hates that one hates this one. And nobody wants anybody to be friends with the U.S.
No.
Even factions in Saudi Arabia. So, we'll get to all that. Tell you what we'll do. Why don't we take a quick break? Let me throw out some trivia, and then we'll take a quick break.
Nice.
Due to the weather and everything. All right, so we're going to give you two clues, and what we're looking for is the capital of somewhere.
All right.
All right, of some country. San Francisco blank area.
Yeah.
And a tree's anchor. We're looking for the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're looking for the city. San Francisco blank area and a tree's anchor. We're looking for a city, a capital city.
All right.
Or land of the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
And not high. Not high.
Yep.
All right, so we're looking for a city, capital city of a country. Phone numbers are
256-534-3521 and 309-2313.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Miss Tony and Gary? Listen to our podcast free anytime, day or night.
And check out our blog at tonyandgary.com with links to the podcast, email, iHeartRadio, listen online, and all the latest stories and video.
Listen to WBHP on your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
And like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the morning show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
And now on 102.5 FM.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by iHeartRadio, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
The Lyosi Group has been taking care of your office needs for over 40 years. They've also been saving 95% of their customers' money and improving efficiency. In this economy, people don't want to think about buying office equipment, but the Lyosi Group is reducing hard dollar cost for their customers. How? The machines do more and cost less. Lexmark copiers revolutionize how copies, prints, scans, and faxes are made. Don't be afraid to check into saving your company money. The Lyosi Group is where you'll receive quality service guaranteed, response time guaranteed, and that means guaranteed satisfaction. Call the Lyosi Group to start reducing your office costs today.
Service, extraordinary service. Just ask anyone. 650-4150.
Lyosi.
This is Mick Fleetwood here.
iHeartRadio invites you to see Fleetwood Mac live.
With such a huge amount of material, you've always got to imagine, how would it be to be in an audience and being part of that show? Would you be motivated? Would you be going forward? Would you be excited? Would you be moved? And I think that's really where we end up.
Check out Fleetwood Mac's North American Tour. Buy tickets at FleetwoodMac.com.
This is 800-1230 WBHP, the Valley's Big Talker.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Jim Brown is a football legend, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and the NFL Hall of Fame. Sporting News says Brown is the greatest professional football player in the history of the game. He is American sports royalty. So when Jim Brown speaks, it's a pretty good idea to listen to what he says. The other day, he was asked about all those NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem.
I don't think that we should take knees in protest instead of standing up for our flag. I think we should work out our problems as a family. I am an American. That flag is my flag, and I want to represent it that way.
Now that is the voice of reason, a voice seasoned by patriotism and wisdom. And imagine how much better off our nation would be if more American kids would emulate people like Jim Brown instead of people like Colin Kaepernick. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Tyrus.
I'm Tommy Lahren.
And Britt McHenry. And we're excited to be a part of Fox Nation.
Because now more than ever, we need powerful voices.
Different from anything you've heard before.
Fox Nation.
Opinion done right.
Go to FoxNation.com and sign up.
Now.
The Fox News Rundown dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Don't forget, you can listen to Tony and Gary with your free iHeartRadio app.
From the Window World Traffic Center.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Stand Up to Cancer.
Tuesday morning traffic, we're off to a good start around the valley. We're not spotting any problems with the weather. So far, things are moving fine around Athens and around Decatur. No problems on 565. Traffic looking good around the Space and Rocket Center. Heading up and down the parkway in good shape there as well. No problem so far heading over Chapman Mountain on Highway 72. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. 20 years ago, when my mom had lung cancer, she didn't have many choices. But today, you do. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer, please visit standuptocancer.org/lungcancer to learn more.
Debt is dumb. Dave Ramsey tells you why.
The credit card industry spends more money marketing the credit card than the entire car industry spends marketing cars. The entire housing industry spends marketing houses. Think about it. Is there anything else that is in your face to buy more often than this product called a credit card? Debt is a product that is sold to you. Listen today at 11. The Dave Ramsey Show on WBHP.
Say good morning to Keith Pinkerton. He is Mr. Electric. Now, Keith, every month we have severe weather in the Tennessee Valley. Power outages, a big problem. But you can help stop that.
That is correct. We can actually come in and install a whole house generator that automatically senses when the power goes off, takes you off the utility grid, and turns on the generator and powers up your house during a power outage. And when it power comes back on, it senses it and shuts down the generator and puts you back on the utility grid.
And another important feature with Mr. Electric is making sure you're safe at home.
We actually have a home safety inspection, electrical home safety inspection that we do when we come out to your house. And, and we inspect your whole electrical system and we educate you about your electrical system. And if we see any code violations or anything that needs to be addressed, we'll give you a free upfront quote.
Call Mr. Electric today at 1-888-536-8119.
WBHP is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to the morning show. Okay, what are we giving away?
$40 for Popeye's Cajun Fried Chicken. Movie passes for two at Hollywood 18. Family four-pack to the Botanical Gardens.
A family four-pack to Tate Farms.
$20 from Dunkin' Donuts, Huntsville and Madison.
And a day pass to the range at Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison.
All you have to do is call us. At the end of the show, we'll draw from all the people who have called in, and that person wins.
534-3521 and 309-2313.
And we've added prizes. We have Rooster's Men's Grooming Center, the Club Cut, the Hot Shave, the Neck Massage. All that's going to one person today. We have more tickets to give away to see the Drifters, the Coasters, and the Platters. Now, we're going to draw from everybody who has called in and asked to be on that list from the last few days. We're going to do that tomorrow. But we have four pairs to give away. So if you want in on that list, you need to tell Corey. That's a separate list. They'll be at the concert hall at the VBC. We'll get into Turkey here in just a second. And who, Khashoggi, I think is how you say his name, but I'm not sure. K-H-A-S-H-O-G-G-I, the journalist that allegedly was murdered. We're going to get into a little bit about him and mm-hmm. Erdogan, the president of Turkey.
President Erdogan.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm okay. I was just going to get in on trivia. Did you put that out here already?
I did. So we're looking for capitals of countries. So I'm going to give you two clues, and you give me the city.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco blank area and a trees anchor.
Huh. Okay, I'm going to have to get that somebody else.
It's okay, Rick. It's okay. Because you have to think about it just a second. So being put on the spot is a little harder.
You're still qualified,
yeah.
Rick.
Of course. Thank
okay.
you, Rick.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Randy. Hey, Randy.
I'm going to try Beirut.
Beirut. So the San Francisco Bay Area. And a tree's anchor is a root, so that would be Beirut, Lebanon. Very good.
Okay, that's all I had this morning. So,
thank you, Randy.
Unless you want me to answer the other one. So.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one. And Jim, hey, Jim.
Well, he took my answer, so.
Well, you can get the next one.
Give him the next one. Put him on the spot.
Come on, Jim. Land
put
of the,
me on the spot.
Land of the Yellow Brick Road.
Mm-hmm.
And not high.
Not high?
Not high. If it's not high, it's what?
It's low.
Okay. And the land of the Yellow Brick Road, what's the name of the city?
I don't know.
Oh.
Was it in Kansas?
No. Where did they go after K? Kansas.
Oslo, Norway.
There we go. Good job, Jim.
Well, it's early in the morning.
It is early. That's why we're trying to get everybody's brains going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Last night, Laura Ingraham had that spokesperson on for the Cherokee Nations, and she was just right on target. You know, it was good.
Well, I think who she had on was a lady from Canada who's kind of into all that. But we actually have the Secretary of State for the Cherokee Nation, and we're going to play a soundbite from him.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but that lady was good, and I tell you what, Elizabeth Warren is just digging that hole deeper.
Well, and Democrats are very upset with her right now. Several Obama people came out yesterday saying, what are you doing right here 3 weeks before the midterms? Hmm. Because people think she's stupid.
Yeah.
And it just shows that Democrats will lie to do anything that will further their careers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what was the advantage that she got in college? Wasn't she got some special admittance?
Not in college. She never even brought up Native American heritage until she finished college and was transferring to Harvard. And then,
Harvard is a college.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not thinking that college. I'm thinking like an Alabama or an Auburn college. That's
Harvard Law School.
Yeah. She didn't do anything to get into that. But when she got, when she was ready to go into Harvard and get a job teaching, mm-hmm. that's when she brought up her Native American heritage. And Harvard said she was, okay, so it wasn't during school. She never brought it up. Nobody never talked to anybody about it.
It was just to get a job.
Yeah.
I see.
And that's when she checked the mark that she was Native, you know, the little box that she was Native American under what are you, white, this,
right.
And even Harvard, who now comes out and says that's not why they hired her, said that she was the first woman of color.
Believe that question ought to be taken off of anything, really. What does it matter what your ethnicity is?
Well, it shouldn't. It's whoever has the best credentials.
I always click other.
That's
other.
Funny. So
I started putting Native American down because I was born here.
Well, there you go. But the whole thing, and we're going to lay it out at 6 o'clock. I mean, I have a lot of information on this. But she's not going to give up. You know, she wants the $1 million that Trump said he was going to give her and give to a charity if she took the DNA test.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, he said he didn't say it. What he said was if there was a debate.
No.
But the media is not playing. They cut off the front part of that.
Oh, sure.
When they're playing it. So, anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't give her anything either. I don't care what he said.
I wouldn't give it to her anyway. I'd send
It's not to her. It's to, she said she wanted it given to a Native American sexual assault.
Of course.
Yeah.
A Native American sexual assault.
Well, not a person, but an organization that,
Louise.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I see, Jeff Sessions is back in the news, and
well,
he's
been kind of gone for a few weeks. Seems like
he gets back in the news on these little bitty things,
yep.
you know.
Yep.
Let's get him recused and doing a job he's supposed to be doing.
Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS is supposed to testify in front of Congress today, but he's going to plead the Fifth.
Mm.
Bruce Orr and James Baker are supposed to testify this week, too. But, you know, he's under subpoena.
Glenn Simpson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if they can make him talk. Maybe they can use the same, whatever the Saudis use. At,
bamboo shoots up
or whatever. No, that wasn't. That's more. No, that's more. Vietnam did that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Why did Trump change his mind on these releasing and unredacting these documents?
So what
allies?
Huh?
Supposedly it was allies.
Supposedly the UK and Australia said that it would harm them, which they're, you know, knee-deep into the dossier, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, what I think is, and the whole thing with Rosenstein too, so, is that he's just not, he's not going to throw anything out there other than vote, 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 vote in the midterms. I think 3 weeks from now, then he's going to start doing some things, making some changes, releasing some documents. But for right now, you know, the most important thing is stay focused on the midterms.
Man, I heard him, I heard him, you know, on 60 Minutes, he said Mattis was a Democrat.
James Mattis has responded to that.
What'd he say?
Well, it was very interesting. We'll read it in a minute.
Of course, I've got to wait, and she'll never get to it.
Well, write it down so I don't forget.
I'll have to Google it after the show.
No, just remind me. Yes, I do forget because we have so much stuff. But but yes, he did respond.
I didn't think that was the reason you forgot things.
It is. I have so much stuff here.
Because she
trying to get everything in.
Because she suffers from CRS, Jim.
Well, if I don't make a note, like I make notes every morning.
You make all these notes, Tony, and then you can't find them.
Well, that's true.
Boy, does he know. He's got your number this morning.
It's pretty true. But if I write them down in my tablet, you know, then I can remember them. But
with your hammer and chisel?
Yes. My big fat Sharpie. I'm going to go buy Sharpie.
You ought to see these sticky notes. She's got them stick them all over
everywhere.
Her computer. Can you even read what they say?
Sticky notes. They
go
disappear.
Like this.
They get unstuck.
Well, the thing is, like I say, there's so much, so many stories to try to make sure we get on the air.
You know, when the engineer comes in there and sees those, he's going to have a cow.
Well, fine.
He will.
Fine, fine, fine. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
You have a good one.
I'm glad we're past Monday.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Let's get to some football and get on to how is Tua doing?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Well, there was a press conference yesterday. I didn't listen to it though. Must not have been anything
major
explosive,
because
I would have read it.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, you take care. Bye.
You too. A couple of other trivia since we answered those. Road. That's not right. Jeez. Can't even depend on the printer to print the right, or whoever wrote this. Okay, let me cross that off.
So right. The printer just printed what was there.
Yeah, it's not written right. Crow's call. A crow's call.
Yeah.
And what Taurus is, T-A-U-R-U-S. So a crow's call plus what Taurus is. We're looking for a city that's the capital of a country. I'll help you.
Huh.
Phone numbers are.
Going to need some help on that one. 256-534-3521 and 309-2313.
All right, let's go to Susan. Hey, Susan.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Would your answer be Kabul?
It's Kabul. I think it's how you say that. K-A-B-U-L. That would be a crow's call is a caw, and Taurus is a bull. Kabul.
Oh.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you, Susan and John.
Kabul, Afghanistan.
It is.
I'll pass on the trivia, Tony, but I do have some pretty important news.
Okay.
Rasmussen was reporting as of a Columbus Day that the generic poll is dead even.
Right.
So when you consider the conservative distrust of the media and the fact that we don't normally take polls, which the media, the poll takers call it non-response bias, I honestly believe, in the words of Frank Broyles, the former Arkansas and TV announcing commentary on college football back in the day, I'm dating you, Tony, because I'm sure you remember Frank.
I have no idea.
Okay, sorry, I thought you might. Frank Balls used to say, when he's even, he's leaving. So if Rasmussen is telling us the generic polls are dead even. I think it was 45%, but I can't remember for sure. And the non-response bias of most conservatives not willing to talk to pollsters because we don't trust them. In the words of Frank Broyles, if the conservatives are even, then we're leaving. So I predict another red wave in November.
Yep.
Just lead us up to vote time.
You know, and several of our listeners and Corey are on the red wave train.
I started the red wave train.
You did start it. You started a long time ago, and when other conservatives were screaming blue wave, blue wave, blue wave, and I definitely wasn't on that bandwagon because you don't know what the circumstances are going to be a week before the election. And now early voting starts in a lot of places this week and next week. And that's important because go ahead.
All I can say, Tony, is that the left has been on the crazy train for at least 6 weeks now.
Yes, they have.
Or longer.
And a lot of that has helped. You're absolutely right. Republicans, we will see. It's still 3 weeks out. So we'll see if the enthusiasm over Kavanaugh and other issues. We don't need something blowing up in the Middle East. That's for sure. Elizabeth Warren's little deal is going to help Republicans because they're going to see how crazy somebody is to say, well, you know, I may be, you know, these were stories. Don't call my mom a liar. These were stories I was told, but yet you don't have any real DNA. They didn't even use Native American DNA. They used DNA from Mexico and Guatemala and places like that to say that she's Native American, because Native Americans are encouraged not to give their DNA to anybody. I mean, this whole story is just so weird. If you don't use Native American DNA, how did you compare it to her DNA?
Well, let me just say this, being a member of a family association and a president previously, we use DNA, and DNA works quite effectively, and the DNA test we used to go for was a 24 out of 24 match of the different nature of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
But if you miss by like 10, 12, so if you're 12 out of 24 or 11 out of 24, we're not real sure that you're a family match. Now, if I understand the Fox News last night, she was either 164th matched or 1/1024 match.
Yeah.
And so she ain't even close. She would certainly not make membership in my family if she had 164th match to our DNA.
Well, the Secretary of State of the Cherokee Nation said, you know, you can't use DNA, you know, to say you're Cherokee. That you have to have documentation, that you have to have lineage. And she has none of that.
So. Well, you know, in the family realm, we have people that have lost their way, anglicization of names. Some people don't have a clue, and if it weren't for DNA tests, we'd never get them to match. But, I mean, most normal folks in the same family can match at 24 out of 24, no problem.
Yeah.
And that was old. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm not sure what standard they use today. But, yeah, we used to match families in all the time. And Elizabeth Warren, you're not even close.
She's not even close. According to the documentation I got, most Americans have more Native American blood than she does.
So she's still Pocahontas to us.
Yes, and you know, again, the media is saying, well, but her family said. Well, again, those stories, the stories she put forward, and we're going to play some sound bites, aren't even true. Can't be true if her great-great-great-grandmother allegedly had Native American blood.
John, they said 6 to 10 generations ago. Well, a generation's 30 years.
That's like 0.9%.
So it's 180 years to 300 years ago, she had a speck of Native American.
Maybe.
Maybe. Possibly.
Gotta go, John. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
When they're even, we're leaving.
There you go.
I like that.
We just have to make sure that the energy to get
out and
vote.
Yeah, we've still got to go out,
out and vote.
We can't be complacent thinking, oh, well, we're going to win.
That's what was happening all summer.
Got to go vote. That's how the red wave happens.
Yeah, it's not going to happen if people don't vote. Hey, Fred.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm just calling up to qualify.
You're in there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. All right, let me throw one more out there. A sound made when shivering. A sound made when shivering and country singer Loretta. Country singer Loretta. So what we're looking for is the name. You like that one?
Yep.
The name of a city, a capital city, somewhere in the world. What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Somebody's put a meme on Facebook. And it says, Elizabeth Warren's DNA results. And it's got two saltine crackers.
Jeez.
Now, that's funny.
That is funny. All right. If anybody was one, she is. We'll take a break.
Oh, man.
Don't go away.
That's one of those spit you drink out kind of things.
Well,
right,
please
there.
Don't spit in there. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Listen to Tony and Gary on your smartphone.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen anywhere in the U.S.
And we're on HD Radio 102.1-2.
Listen to WBHP on your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
And don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the morning show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
And now on 102.5 FM.
From the Window World Traffic Center.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
Tuesday morning traffic, we're off to a good start around the valley. No problems getting on the road around Decatur and heading over to Hudson Memorial Bridge. Our traffic looking good around Athens right now. No problems on I-65 or along 565. The parkway moving fine around Meridianville and Hazel Green. So far, no problems heading over Chapman Mountain on 72. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Support the 1.6 million Americans living with these diseases. Get started at cctakesteps.org.
Maddie, what are you doing? How do you like the new sign? Sutton and Daughters Furniture? Does Daddy know about this? Well, we can't call it Sutton and Son because we don't have any brothers. And besides, we've helped Daddy in the store practically since we were babies. Sutton and Daughters, that has a nice ring to it. Finally, some respect around here. Laren, this could be the start of a new trend. Either that or World War III.
The brands you trust, like Clayton Marcus and Craftmaster, at a price you'll love.
That's because Daddy said sell it.
Sutton Furniture.
Highway 72 in Athens.
If you suffer with back pain and require surgery, make sure it's the right surgery for the right reason at the right time to maximize your chances of success. Call 256-533-1600 to find out more. Huntsville Hospital Spine and Neuro Center is treatment that stands up.
Glenn Beck, mornings 8 to 11.
I'm telling you, you will laugh.
You will cry.
You will feel.
You'll freak out.
WBHP.
I'm Kerry Rosenblum with Rosenblum Realty, and if you'd like to sell your home, it's a great market, and we'd like to put our experience to work for you. Give us a call at 256-539-9501, and we'll make it happen for you.
He can, too. That would be Kerry Rosenblum, Rosenblum Realty. You know, another person that we're going to be looking at their heritage is Beto O'Rourke. He's running against Ted Cruz in Texas. Beto's not his.
Is he Indian too?
Huh?
Is he Indian too?
No, Beto's. It sounds like he's Hispanic, but he's not.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not Hispanic. He just wants you to think.
He's telling people he's Hispanic, but
he's not. No, he's not telling people he's Hispanic.
Oh.
No.
He's just letting you assume it.
Yeah, Beto. Oh. Sounds Hispanic, right? Actually, Beto is a nickname of Roberto. Roberto.
So his real name is Roberto?
His real name's Robert.
Oh.
He's not Hispanic.
Oh.
There's no Hispanic blood in him.
Well, why would he do that? Just to get the Hispanic vote?
Well, yeah. Oh. But he said it's been a... So His father, Patrick Francis,
mm-hmm.
Pat O'Rourke, an El Paso judge, their family immigrated to the U.S. from Ireland three generations ago.
Well, I was just about to say, he sounds Irish.
He is Irish.
O'Rourke. Hello.
Well, that's Beto's last name, O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and he signs his legal documents, Robert, but his congressional stuff is Beto. So
and I bet he'll
Hispanic.
Be on the ballot, Beto.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why he started using his nickname.
Remember when Governor Bentley legally changed his name to Dr. Robert Bentley
right.
so Doctor could be on the
on
ballot?
On the ballot, yeah. But basically, so three generations of people from Ireland. But he says when he was young that people started calling him Beto, which actually makes sense. If your name's Robert,
mm-hmm.
it's Roberto in Spanish.
Spanish.
And if you live in a heavily Spanish-speaking area,
mm-hmm.
Beto is a nickname for Roberto.
Yeah.
So,
well, I would have thought they would have called him Gringo.
No. Not everybody. No, everybody's not like that. I mean, I'm just saying they're not. And if your friend, if they were friends,
take things too seriously. You
well,
know,
I mean,
that was a joke.
Okay. Anyway, but
Hardy, har har.
So he's saying that you know that he started. He didn't start going by that name. He says he did when he was a kid, but he didn't. 2012, when he decided to challenge an 8-term.
In 2012 is when he started that?
Yes.
That's great.
It was so the district that he was running in was 75% Mexican and just 2% Irish, so that wasn't going to help him with an O'Rourke unless he put Beto in front of it.
Well, he had his cake and ate it too, so.
Yeah. Anyways.
Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke. But
is his mama Hispanic by any?
No, they're not Hispanic. Okay. Nobody in his family is Hispanic.
All right.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm just trying. You know.
But
I mean?
He's basically an Irish-American going by a Mexican nickname challenging Ted Cruz. And they said, well, Ted Cruz, his name is Rafael. Well, yeah, it is. Rafael Edward Cruz. Now, it's different. For some, you know, there are some names like Dick and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
How you get Dick out of Richard, I have no idea. People whose names are Richard, you know, are don't go by Richard. They go by Dick for the most part,
that's right?
Yeah. And people who are named Edward go by Ted. Edward Kennedy went by Ted.
Yep.
I have no idea how that translates. I've never done that.
It's always done that.
Yeah, it's how it is. So it's not like he made up that name.
Sure.
Beto O'Rourke made up that name.
Mm-hmm.
When did he says he says he has a baby picture where he's in a onesie that says Beto on it.
Okay.
Now, he hasn't shown that picture, but that's what he's saying. So, you know, people steal. It's almost like identity theft, at least with Elizabeth Warren. She is trying to say that she's Native American. She's trying to steal that identity. And Beto O'Rourke wants people to think he's Hispanic. And he's not. Not one drop. Hey, James, how are you?
Good. How about still?
Good.
I believe the answer to your trivia is Berlin.
Berlin. That's what it is. Berlin. That would be Sound Made When Shivering. That was Burr. And country singer Loretta's Lynn. Berlin, Germany. Very good, James.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. So there are a lot of people who are appropriating certain cultures, cultural appropriation, in order to get elected.
And Democrats can do that.
They do that without a problem.
Republicans cannot do that.
No. Media has no problem.
Republicans can't even wear a Halloween costume on Halloween.
Depending on what it is, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be.
Hunter's going to go as Joker this year. I guess.
Well, he's appropriating.
Maybe that'll be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, you can't go as Moana anymore because you're appropriating Hawaiian.
Right.
You can't go as Pocahontas.
Have you seen that Hawaiian dance that LSU's Hawaiian player and his family did in the line?
I have not.
Oh, man.
Is it good?
They get on it.
Yeah. Although I have to say, and I'm going to have to find the transcript, Tucker Carlson last night, you know, we've heard Pocahontas, but he was using other Native American names.
Oh.
for her. And it was funny how he was putting them together. He didn't do it all at one time. Just throughout his monologue, he was throwing in a different...
I'll have to
find it because it was pretty funny.
I love Tucker. He's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, his monologue's pretty good. But then when he gets into those back and forth with the...
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I love to watch him tear them apart.
Yeah, it gives me a headache.
Oh, it's great.
You know, and of course, that's way past my bedtime, so...
Yeah.
I don't want to hear all that.
Right. I don't get to watch it much.
Screaming and...
Most of the time when I see his stuff, it's a clip.
Clip, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I DVR it, and then sometimes during the day, if things are just boring, I'll play that while I'm doing prep. But All right, so we've got a lot to give away, and we're going to lay out Elizabeth Warren's story completely. Don't go away.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Say good morning to Janet Kincheloe Martin, Calhoun Community College. Two different nursing programs, Janet. Tell us first about the certified nursing program.
The certified nursing assistants are individuals who do just that. They assist nurses. And it's kind of a first step if someone's thinking about going to the health field. It's through our non-credit training program, and it's our first time to offer a certified nursing assistant through non-credit training. And so, again, it's a good opportunity for someone to get their foot into the door to the health programs, but you don't have to stay 2 or 3 years because it is a non-credit program, so it's a couple of months. We are going to start classes the end of July, the first part of August, and so now is the time to register for those. And, of course, they can always go to our website. Our registered nursing program, we're actually expanding this fall into Huntsville. Those individuals who are interested in that program and students had to go to the Cater. So now we're going to open up 48 slots at the Huntsville campus, and those students have already been selected for that program. And so, of course, if you want to go into nursing, the registered nursing program, they'll need to apply for that and get into the next cohort.
Log on to calhoun.edu to register today.
This is WBHP Huntsville, WHOS Decatur, and WDRM FM HD2 Decatur, an iHeart radio station.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman there about the disappearance of a Saudi journalist in Turkey.
Reports claim the Saudis may soon admit journalist Jamal Khashoggi did die in their consulate, having denied it for 2 weeks. But blame it on incompetent rogue intelligence officers messing up an abduction attempt.
Sky News correspondent Dominic Waghorn, a Turkish forensics team, has conducted a search inside that consulate. Defense Secretary James Mattis says he's not quitting.
When the president was on 60 Minutes this past weekend, he was asked if Mattis is leaving his job.
I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well.
Mattis telling reporters while on a flight to Vietnam that he is on the president's team and, quote, we just continue doing our job.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword WIN to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's WIN to 200-200.
The unemployment rate is at a 48-year low. Most people that want to work are working. If you are trying to fill open positions at your business, you'll have to find your next candidate from the currently employed. iHeartMedia can help you spread the word to 92% of the U.S. population. That's right, 92%. Use this radio station to find your next employee, driving to or sitting at their current job. You'll have your pick of the most qualified candidates for any position you have available. We can help. Go to iHeartWorks.com. That's iHeartWorks.com.
Illegal aliens get free health care, public education, and welfare.
while suppressing wages and taking jobs from American families.
Numbers USA ranks Mo Brooks number one out of 435 congressmen in the fight to secure America's borders.
I'm Mo Brooks, your Tennessee Valley congressman. How many thousands of Americans must die because of illegal alien murders, vehicular homicides, and poisonous drug overdoses before we secure America's borders? In this election, the choice is clear. My opponent, Socialist Democrat Peter Joffrion, both opposes a border wall and supports amnesty. As your congressman, I work to protect America's borders, stop illegal aliens from taking American jobs, and build the wall. Let's not be complacent. Get out and vote on November 6th. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. I ask for your vote, and I approve this message.
As the historic midterms heat up, MSNBC has you covered with our road warriors on the ground and Steve Kornacki at the big board. From mornings with Joe and Mika to evenings with Chris, Rachel, Lawrence, and Brian. Make sense of the midterms. All fall on MSNBC.
From the Window World Traffic Center.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tuesday morning traffic, we're off to a good start around the valley. No problems getting on the road around Decatur and heading over the Hudson Memorial Bridge. Our traffic looking good around Athens right now. No problems on I-65 or along 565. The parkway moving fine around Meridianville and Hazel Green. So far, no problems heading over Chapman Mountain on 72. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for practical advice, tips, and support. Let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving.
During a medical emergency, every minute matters. That's why, at Crestwood Medical Center, you'll find less waiting where you need it most, in our emergency room. In fact, we will work to have you initially seen by a medical professional with the shortest wait time possible. And because we're a full-service hospital, we can provide more care if you need it. If you experience a medical emergency, count on the ER at Crestwood Medical Center for great care with less waiting.
Now you can get a great-looking cut in less time every time with an Exmark, the mower's landscape pros trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand of mowers.
Go where the pros go. Buddy Small Engine, 2811 University Drive, Huntsville.
Exmark, ready to work for you.
Listen to WBHP on your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
...6:05 on the morning show. Tons to give away today. A lot of stories to cover, including an update on what's happening with the issue in Saudi Arabia. And M-U-R-I-C-A. What does that mean exactly? Well, I think Corey, not the dictionary, has an answer for that. As the, for those of you in Tennessee need to know that the people surrounding Bresden, who's running for Senate, former governor, his people are being very derogatory toward Southerners.
Yep.
We're going to prove that in just a little bit. All right, let's get to Elizabeth Warren. All right, she said two things initially. One, she was Cherokee because of her high cheekbones. Here we go.
Warren says her great-great-great-grandmother is Cherokee, but genealogists have yet to confirm that. Warren referenced a photo of her grandfather on her mantle as part of the family lore.
My Aunt B has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones, like all of the Indians do, because that's how she saw it. And she said, and your mother got those same great cheekbones, and I didn't. She thought this was the bad deal she had gotten in life.
Hmm. Did she just say her Aunt B?
Yeah, she did.
I'd forgotten it.
Not that Aunt B.
Aunt B?
A lot of people have Aunt B's.
I guess so. But
they
that's
do.
That's great.
I mean, that is a very common name for
my Aunt B. Walked by that picture of my papa and said he had high cheekbones, and that's the way she saw it.
Yeah.
And Andy, he just loved papa.
There was no Andy in there.
And papa loved Opie.
All right, and then she went on to talk about how it was hard for her mother and father to get married because her mother was Cherokee. Here we go.
Actually, you have it wrong about what it is, I believe. Mm-hmm. Let's start there.
Tell us what it is.
Okay. My mom and dad were very much in love with each other, and they wanted to get married. And my father's parents said, absolutely not. You can't marry her because she's part Cherokee and she's part Delaware. And after fighting it as long as they could, my parents went off. They eloped. It was an issue in our family.
Mm-hmm. All right, so much of that was debunked in 2014 because official documents, including a marriage certificate, appeared to prove that Warren's story about her parents being forced to elope due to her mother's Indian heritage was not true because her mother was an Indian.
Right.
Okay.
But she had high cheekbones.
Yeah. And she also claimed that her great-great-great-grandmother, O.C. Sarah Smith, was part American Indian. The Boston Globe, however, reports that Smith identified as white in historical documents. Now, she said that's because Native Americans were afraid to say they were Native American, and they were during a period of time. But are you looking at...
How can you tell if your cheekbones are high?
Well, you have to be able to see your cheekbones.
That was going to be my point when I won. But what are low cheekbones?
Well,
I don't know.
There are high cheekbones.
Mine are, mine are right there at my balls.
Well, that's
true. Thing's pretty high.
That's
I don't know much higher they could be.
You could be Native American.
I may be an Indian. Hey.
Anyway, so the...
I didn't mean that derogatory, you Native Americans out there.
The Boston Globe had to correct twice yesterday their story.
Their math.
Their math was wrong.
Well, it was hard.
Then they corrected it, and then they realized that was wrong, and they had to correct it again.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So Corey broke the story yesterday morning that Elizabeth Warren had released her DNA. And we were trying on the air there toward the end of the show to figure out exactly, because I kept saying, well, how much is she? How much? How much does that mean? And not much. And we're going to get into that and how many times they corrected it and what they corrected it to. So the point is that she used her Native American, quote unquote, Native American heritage to get a job. Her Native American and ethnicity, according to Harvard Law, was never considered for hiring her, except she marked that box. She checked that box. It said she was Native American. And they went on to say that the people responsible for hiring her saw her as a white woman, not a Native American. But she checked that box. And in their documentation, they called her the first woman of color hired at Harvard Law.
Yeah.
So... even though they say, oh, no, it had nothing to do with it. Yeah, it did.
Just like Bill Clinton was the first black president, she was the first woman of color at Harvard.
So when she changed her ethnicity from white to Native American, both at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, where she taught from 1987 to 95, and at Harvard, where she had tenure starting in 1995, it was to get a job.
Yeah.
It was to jump ahead of other people because she was a minority. There is no getting around that. They can say all day long, no, we didn't hire, blah, 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 because they're liberal, too.
Yeah,
but they did.
And they've got boxes they've got to check for EEO.
Yeah. But
assuming
the DNA test was accurate, she still can make no claim to membership in a Cherokee tribe. Well, she says she doesn't want membership, but she's still Cherokee. So the Eastern Band of Cherokee
Indians... She just wants the benefits.
Yes. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians has a minimum threshold of 1/16th blood quantum.
Uh-huh.
There are others, it's 1/4. But the Cherokee Nation doesn't have any minimum threshold for ancestry of blood because they don't use DNA for membership into the tribe.
That's probably why she picked Cherokee.
Yeah, it requires that an individual provide documents that connect you to a direct ancestor listed on one of the roles that they have. They have roles of citizens going back from the beginning.
Hmm.
And what you have to do is you have to somehow connect yourself with documentation. I mean, actual proof, right?
Yeah.
Here we are back to the proof. that you have a relative that is on one of these rolls. And these rolls don't include any of Warren's ancestors, not one.
And, well, and she, in order for her to find one of these ancestors, according to the DNA test, it'd be 6 to 10 generations ago, which would be 180 years to 300 years ago.
Mm.
It's going to be hard to find that.
So
at this point.
So that's number one. Okay, there is no, she is nowhere close. Now, the DNA test shows 0.1 to 1.6% Native ancestry. Well, that had to be changed during the day because that wasn't even right.
Really?
Yeah. So the Boston Globe had to issue a second correction. That, you know, first they had the story that you broke.
Mm-hmm.
Then a little later in the morning, they issued a correction. And then yesterday afternoon, they issued another correction because the Boston Globe can't do math. And they didn't ask somebody who actually knew how to do this.
Well, I didn't see enough information because I've read the report.
There wasn't enough information.
There wasn't enough information mm-hmm. to determine a percentage
yeah.
other than she's 95% European.
So the Boston Globe issued a correction yesterday morning indicating that Warren's ancestors were 10 generations removed, that she would be
300 years.
She would be, because initially they said she was somewhere between 132nd
yes.
and something. And then they changed that to 164th.
Right, which would be half of 132nd.
To 1 in 512th.
And I don't know what that would be, but
well,
it's a lot.
But that was wrong. That was wrong too.
Okay.
So they had to come back and change it again, not 1 in 512, but 1 in 1024th.
Okay, so that'd be.
That's.
I mean, like
nothing.
Minuscule.
Nothing. So they issued the second correction, clarifying that it had gotten the entire range of ancestry wrong.
Yep.
Due to a math error, a story about Elizabeth Warren misstated the ancestry percentage of a potential 6th to 10th generation relative. The generational range based on the ancestor that the report identified, one ancestor somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suggests she's between 164th and 1024th. Well, let's get down to the basics. What does that mean? That means that she's somewhere between 0.09%
okay.
and 1.5% Native American.
So the way they did the math then is they took the generational issue and mathematically put that into the 5% that's left over from the 95%
oh, you just gave me a
European.
Headache.
And I don't remember how they do that, although I did
well,
learn
it. Think about this. 0.09%.
Yeah, that's nothing.
0.09%.
Yes.
Not 9%.
That's 0.9%, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. 0.09%
of 1%.
Of 1%.
0.09.
Yes.
Nothing like what the Boston Globe said yesterday morning. None of that's true.
So
but the left.
So what is the highest percentage then?
1.5%, and now that's being corrected.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that she has no Native American blood in her. And they didn't even use DNA from a Native American. We'll get to that in a minute.
What does that even mean?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What you doing today?
Working.
What do you do, Charlotte?
I pick up eggs.
Pick up eggs.
Pick up eggs.
Yes, I work at a chicken house.
Do you really?
Oh, so you work at the Avigen that is in Elkmont.
Yes.
Yeah, I've passed there several times.
What'd you call it?
The company's called Avigen.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot of eggs, Charlotte.
Yeah, I know.
How many eggs do you pick up every day?
Well, right now we just got our flock, so it's not that many, but they're picking up. As they go along, they pick up, and it's more. We have picked up like 8,000 in each house a day.
Oh, mercy.
8,000 eggs?
On a conveyor belt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The chickens go on the conveyor belt?
No, the eggs.
The eggs.
Well, how do the eggs get to the conveyor belt?
The chickens go in the nest, and it's got a little hole, and when they lay it, it rolls down on the conveyor belt.
Oh.
When we turn the conveyor belt on, it rolls out.
Well, how cool is
outside.
Charlotte, I can barely carry an egg from the refrigerator to the stove without breaking it.
Well.
Are there a lot of broken eggs?
Not a whole lot, no.
How about that?
That, you know, things we learn. That's pretty cool.
I would almost like to come tour that. That sounds interesting.
Do you guys give tours?
You have to go through our lab to do that.
Ah.
The lab.
The lab.
They're really strict about biosecurity.
How about that?
The lab sounds even cooler.
How about biosecurity?
Did biosecurity.
Yeah, that's what she just said.
Oh, I'd never make it through that.
How about that? That's pretty neat, Charlotte. Very good. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
Avogen.
It falls in a hole and falls on the conveyor belt and then moves along. How about that?
The reason I even know about Avogen is I remember going with my grandmother's poke salad picking right around Avogen. In the deep ditches around there, I'd pick up poke salad. That's some good stuff.
So we're going to get back to this because she has some questionable heritage that we're going to go through.
Questionable?
Warren, yes, that she hasn't brought up. And, you know, for her to, you know, the whole thing about her mother, there's no documentation on that. On her great-great-great-grandmother, there's no documentation on that. And don't forget that she had claimed to have Native American ancestry based on, you know, the lore. And she put that recipe in the cookbook, the Native American cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, it had a weird name on it. But anyway, she actually lifted that recipe from New York Times.
I remember that? Yeah.
So she stole the recipe from the New York Times and then submitted it to this cookbook as hers. Powwow Chow.
Powwow Chow.
I forgot. Yeah, Powwow Chow. So, if you submit a recipe to a Native American cookbook, and you identify as Cherokee, but yet you stole the recipe, a little bit of a problem
if
there.
If she's not Native American, and apparently she's not, writing a cookbook that's called Pow Wow Chow is racist.
Well, actually, she didn't write that cookbook. She just submitted a... It was an actual Native American cookbook.
Oh, it was one recipe she submitted.
She stole.
It wasn't even hers.
From the New York Times. And according to a report by the Boston Globe, again, there's no Native American DNA available for genetic testing because Native American leaders have asked tribal members not to participate in genetic databases.
Hmm.
So... this guy didn't even, well, number one, he didn't take the sample.
Right.
Number two, there is no Native American DNA to compare to her.
Hmm.
So they used DNA from Mexico and Guatemala because they think that Native Americans also were in South America.
So... the reason there's no DNA to compare is because they've been asked not to...
they don't give their DNA to anybody. Remember, they're sovereign nations, and they don't want people coming in saying, hey, I'm a Cherokee, I'm a Cherokee, I'm a Cherokee.
Well, Then this whole report is a waste of money, whoever paid for it.
Well, I'm sure they did it pro bono to help Elizabeth Warren, right?
Well, it didn't help.
Well, they use samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native American.
Well, she can never be a president then.
Well, she might be Mexican. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. No, stop it. She'll be submitting guacamole recipes soon.
There's more to this story. Don't go away.
On your smartphone, download the free iHeartRadio app and listen anywhere in the U.S.
And listen on your computer free anywhere in the world.
And we're on HD Radio 102.1-2.
Listen to WBHP on your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
And don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the morning show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
And now... on 102.5 FM.
Talking with Russ and Andy of Last Resort Guns on County Line Road in Madison, and coming up on Tuesday, Tactical Tuesday. Russ, explain that.
Well, Tactical Tuesday is an opportunity on a Tuesday evening where we allow people to draw from the holster, and we run a series of drills in the range specifically aimed at people who conceal carry. But it's an opportunity to practice drawing from the holster and shooting and moving, shooting at cognitive targets, making shoot, no shoot decisions, shooting in a more dynamic scenario than just standing in a shooting stall and plugging away at a circular target. Yes, sir, space is limited.
Visit Last Resort Guns in Madison on County Line Road just south of Palmer Road, or give them a call today, 256-774-5741. That's Last Resort Guns.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
It's Tuesday, October 16th. What's new today on the free iHeartRadio app?
iHeartRadio!
Check out the iHeartRadio podcast, Inside the Studio, featuring a brand new episode with the legendary Sir Paul McCartney.
Now I'm intrigued.
Paul sits down with Joe Levy to talk about his new album, Egypt Station, and of course, some discussion about a little band called the Beatles.
We were at peace when we were playing music.
iHeartRadio's Inside the Studio podcast. Check it out now.
iHeartRadio.
From the Window World Traffic Center.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Stand Up to Cancer.
Well, good news if you have to be on the road this morning. We're off to a good start. The weather, not a problem. Things are moving great around Athens on Highway 72, Highway 31, and along I-65. No problems around Decatur. Right now, things are moving great on 565 around the Arsenal. Research Park Boulevard and Highway 53 looking good. So far, no delays heading up and down the parkway. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. 20 years ago, when my mom had lung cancer, she didn't have many choices. But today, you do. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer, please visit standuptocancer.org/lungcancer to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kerry Rosenblum, and we at Rosenblum Realty would like to make 2018 a wonderful year for you and your family by helping you into a home of your own. Whatever your housing needs are, we can help you with that dream of home ownership and make it a reality for you. Call us at 256-539-9501 or visit us on the web at rosenblumrealty.com, and we'll put our years of experience to work for you.
Now, your official WBHP Weather Center forecast.
This report is brought to you by the T.J. Martell Foundation.
I'm WHNT News 19 meteorologist Ben Smith. Cloudy sky today. We'll have a north wind, cooler temperature, scattered showers at times. Temperatures will vary from the lower 60s to the west to the upper 60s to near 70 to the east. We'll have a mostly cloudy sky tonight. Isolated showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, only a few showers on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Stay by forecast and WBHP with you everywhere. Download the iHeartRadio app at WBHP. P1025.com.
Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
WBHP is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Hi, I'm Russ.
And I'm Andy.
Last Resort Guns. Ever popular Tactical Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Coming up soon.
Check us out at lastresortguns.com or give us a call at 256-774-5741.
And that would be today, Tactical Tuesday. They also have another Tactical Tuesday on Saturday. It's so popular. Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison. All right, so buried deep within this Boston Globe story is the admission that the Stanford University researcher who studied her DNA sample didn't actually use samples of Native American DNA to determine whether she was Cherokee or not. It was done by Carlos Bustamante, who's a Stanford University professor and expert in the field, but she provided a sample of her DNA to a private lab in Georgia in August. And the data from the test was sent to this guy, Bustamante, and his team for analysis. So because they don't have any Native American DNA, to make up for it, he used samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native Americans. And he did that because some scientists believe that the groups Americans refer to as Native American came here via the Bering Strait about 12,000 years ago and settled in what's now America, and then migrated south. So he's saying his explanation...
Via the Bering Strait?
Yeah.
So they're Russians?
No, but they came from, allegedly, from Europe. That's why he was seeing how many Europeans have...
American blood.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he said that the use of reference populations is accurate. Well,
made up stuff.
It's
like
made up. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's maybe. The analysis, therefore, is based on faith that his methods, supposedly said that she... basically, it's statistical noise is what it is. Hmm. Because there's no way that he could... I mean, he could guess, but it's not for sure. And then there's no way to corroborate her claim of Cherokee ancestry exactly. So if her DNA test, even if accurate, again, would put her at 0.09%, which is no more Native American than the average European American in America. So we're all Native American, according to that standard. We're all a minority. Check the box. Right? And this whole thing, I mean, there's one assessment that says it's 0.00097656. Somebody really did the math on that one.
Wow. They took it out there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Okay, so to prove, one way she said she could prove evidence of her ancestry, she pointed to an unsubstantiated claim on an 1894 Oklahoma Territory marriage license, an application by her great-great-granduncle, William Crawford, that his mother, O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford, which would be her great-great-great-grandmother, was Cherokee.
Full-blooded?
Well, according to what Elizabeth Warren says, now after researching her story, I mean, it really looks like it's just family lore, not real stuff.
Which is what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, because there's no evidence to support that O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford had any Cherokee heritage. She was listed as white in the census of 1860.
Oh.
And was most likely half Swedish, half English, Scottish, German, somewhere, some combination of that, right? And the actual 1894 marriage license makes no claim of Cherokee ancestry. Now, she says, Elizabeth Warren, that nobody did back then because they didn't want to be Indians. But there was another stunning discovery about the life of O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford, and that her husband, that would be Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-grandfather, was apparently a member of the Tennessee militia who rounded up Cherokees from their family homes.
Wow.
And herded them into government-built stockades in what then was called Ross's Landing, which is now Chattanooga.
Yep.
The point of origin for the Trail of Tears.
Wow.
Which began in 1837. So this new information about Elizabeth Warren's true heritage came as a direct result of a lead that was given by the guy over at Legal Insurrection. Now, if you don't know who William Jacobson is, and I use him a lot, he is a great source on legal issues. So just FYI, I don't usually give out my sources, but he's really good.
That'd be, if they were Native American in any form, that'd be turncoatish right
there. I mean, that's the ultimate and cruelest irony of it all, that her great-great-great grandfather would have been part of the...
Will someone ask her about that, please?
I doubt it. Anyway, he served in the East Tennessee Mounted Infantry Volunteer Militia from 1835 to 1836, and while under the command of a General Dunlap, who's a member, this is a long story. But these troops were responsible for removing Cherokee families from homes they had lived in for generations in Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. And eventually, an estimated 4,000 Cherokees were housed in Chattanooga at Ross's Landing for months, awaiting supplies from the federal government to relocate them on foot to Oklahoma, which was Trail of Tears.
Hmm.
Now, be interesting to see if her great-great-great-grandfather rounded up Cherokee Indians to send them on the Trail of Tears. Just saying.
It would be.
This whole story has fallen apart, yet she continues to say, but I'm Cherokee because my mom's not a liar. Well, no, she may not be a liar, but you are.
Well, I first wouldn't tell you my daddy was a liar. He told me all kinds of tall tales. But some of them I knew right off. Oh, come on, Dad.
When we come back, you'll hear from the Secretary of State of the Cherokee Nation. Remember, they are sovereign nations, right?
Doesn't everybody have family folklore?
Absolutely.
I mean...
But you have to, especially with the Cherokees, which is different.
Yeah.
It's not according to your blood. It's according to your documentation.
You got to have papers.
So they have these roles that they have were done when they started rounding up Indians. And everybody put all their information and their lineage on these rolls. And that went with them to Oklahoma.
Yep.
Hundreds of years ago.
Mm.
And you've got to prove that you have somebody on that roll that's related to you. That's how the Cherokees do it. We'll be back. Don't go away.
WBHP. Glenn Beck.
Are we going to engage in the same kind of postmodernist hypocrisy where there is no truth? Leftists want to take down capitalism, but if we're not careful, that delusion becomes a reality. Bullying becomes the norm, and the real bullies don't stop until the world as we know it is smoldering in a pile of ashes.
Weekday mornings, 8 to 11 on WBHP, now on 102.5 FM.
Imagine a place where stories are told about life, legends, and lies. From ghost stories to tearjerkers to knee slappers. Get wrapped up in the stories and the magic of talented storytellers as they spin the yarn at the 12th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, October 23rd through the 27th on the Athens Courthouse Square. Plus, enjoy all the shops and restaurants during intermissions. Great fun for everyone. For tickets and information, visit AthensStorytellingFestival.com.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You tired of taking huge vitamin tablets? Unlike most vitamins, which are packed with binders and fillers and non-active ingredients, Superior Source microlingual tablets feature only the most important active ingredients and are GMO-free. Now, most superior source microlingual tablets are smaller than a pea, and they dissolve instantly in your mouth. No water necessary. Superior source microlingual instant dissolve tablets are available online or at Sprouts Vitamin Shops and other fine stores.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org. Mr. Electric knows storm season can leave your family vulnerable. So be prepared with a home generator and get 24/7 protection against power outages. Find your peace of mind at MrElectric.com.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
As the road to the historic 2018 midterms heats up, MSNBC has you covered from now through Election Day. With our road warriors reporting on the issues at stake from every corner of America, and Steve Kornacki breaking down the numbers at the big board. From mornings with Joe and Mika to evenings with Chris, Rachel, Lawrence, and Brian. Make sense of the midterms, all fall on MSNBC.
From the Window World Traffic Center.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
Making your way around the valley this morning, we're off to a good start, not spotting any problems with the weather. Things are moving fine around Athens and Decatur. No problems on 565 and around the Space and Rocket Center. Things are moving okay on Research Park Boulevard and Highway 53. So far, no delays on the parkway. Heading over Chapman Mountain, you're looking good there. No problems on 431 getting started around Big Cove. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
Say good morning to Janet Kincherlow Martin. Let's talk about dual enrollment.
A high school student can get dual credit for being enrolled in a class. They can get high school credit and college credit. We're finding that more and more high schools are taking interest, more and more students and their parents are taking interest, because what is happening is that because they're getting dual credit, lots of times we're finding now that when a student graduates from high school, they're also graduating from college with a two-year degree. If they're transferring, they're starting their junior year at 18 years old, or a lot of them are going into industry and working and making very good salaries at 18 and 19 years old.
And you get scholarships.
You can get scholarships for those areas that lead to a job. For instance, welding, machine tool technology, nursing. If the program leads to a job, then there's money from the state to scholarship those students.
That's something everybody ought to be taking
really,
advantage
of. Because you're getting free tuition, you're getting dual credit, high school and college credit. If you start early enough in your high school career, as soon as you're eligible to take dual enrollment classes, you can possibly get a job at 18 years old making $50,000, $60,000 a year.
Log on to calhoun.edu to register today.
Listen to WBHP on your Google Home. Just say, hey Google, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the morning show. Okay, what are we giving away?
$40 for Popeye's Cajun Fried Chicken. Movie passes for two at Hollywood 18. Family four-pack to the Botanical Gardens.
A family four-pack to Tate Farms.
$20 from Dunkin' Donuts, Huntsville and Madison.
And a day pass to the range at Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison.
All you have to do is call us. At the end of the show, we'll draw from all the people who have called in, and that person wins.
534-3521 and 309-2313.
And we've added prizes. We have Rooster's Men's Grooming Center, the Club Cup, the Hot Shave, the Neck Massage. And if you want in on the drawing for the coasters, the platters, and the drifters coming to the VBC, you got to tell Corey that is a separate contest. All right, we'll get to trivia in a second. I just want to finish up on this. So according to the New York Times, the average white person in America has nearly double the amount of American Indian DNA, 0.18%. Elizabeth Warren, 0.09%. So most Americans have almost twice as much Indian blood as Elizabeth Warren does. That's number one. Cherokee Nation came out and said it was a mockery. It makes a mockery out of DNA tests and its legitimate uses while also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proven. Here's the Secretary of State from the Cherokee Nation from last night.
This has been a very educating experience for a lot of us who don't know anything about this debate, and maybe Senator Warren is among them. But let me just say, I had no idea that Native Americans got so offended when people talked about whether it's through, you know, Ancestry.com tests, DNA tests, or even just family lore about having Native American history in their family. Why is that offensive? Explain to our viewers, if you would.
Well, I certainly don't begrudge any American for having family stories that they share, but when it comes down to claiming that you're a Native American, let's keep in mind the history of Native Americans in this country. A long and very difficult history, at times some very dark chapters, many treaties that were broken, but those treaties and those laws that remain in our own tribal statutes say what it means to be a Native American. We are sovereign nations. We ought to be taken serious in that regard. We ought to be respected in terms of what it means, for example, to be a Cherokee. Mm-hmm. And so anytime somebody says, I'm Cherokee and I have a family story that can prove it, I've got great respect for family stories. But look, when it comes down to, are you a Cherokee citizen, that means something under the law of laws of this country and the laws of the Cherokee Nation.
So it's very...
A Cherokee citizen.
So she says, Elizabeth Warren, well, I didn't claim to be a citizen. Well, no, but even to be a Cherokee, you have to have lineage. So the Cherokee Nation requires a person to have at least one ancestor listed on a federal census used to allot Cherokee land in the early 1900s, known as the Dawes Final Rolls. But it goes back hundreds of years. And if you can't find one person that you're related to, and according to the DNA results, 0.09%, you can't find anybody, and none of your stories have held up. There's no documentation whatsoever. You just have something that Aunt B told you. That's not good enough. We're all Native American then, and we should all check the box to get a job as Native American, as you did. Let's go to Greg. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey.
I'm glad this has been exposed, and once again, I hope it opens more people's eyes to their lives. But if she's planning on running for president as a Democrat, this will just enhance her chances because it proves that she's a liar, and that's what they want.
Well, the reason she came out now is because right after the midterms is when everybody gets geared up to run for 2020, and she wanted this out of the way. She thought that, you know, the Boston Globe, I mean, she already knew the results, so... You know, she could say, look, I am Cherokee. I was right. I told the truth, and Trump owes me $1 million. But actually, it doesn't. The backlash on the Boston Globe for getting it wrong initially and them having to come out yesterday morning and make a correction and then having to come out yesterday afternoon and make another correction and saying that they got the math wrong. Well, you should have got the math right before you wrote the story, but you didn't care about that. All you cared about was saying, oh, and if you Google it, there are pages and pages of people, news outlets that copied and pasted. She's an Indian. She's a Native American. She proved it.
Right.
Yeah, so that was the whole point of that.
And the fact that she got that job at Harvard, I think it was, because she was majority Native American, it's a joke. I mean, it's an absolute...
And she was tenured, and they said she was the first woman of color hired.
Right.
Yeah, she's not a woman of color.
No,
so.
Definitely not. But anyways, I asked Corey if y'all can get proof of all this. We'll share it on the Trail of Tears website, too, our motorcycle ride here in North Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, that'd be huge if we ever get proof.
Yep. It's amazing.
It is. Y'all keep it up. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg.
And you can rest assured when we get proof, it'll be on our Facebook page.
It will. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I think this is a good thing because it's keeping the media from making up other stories about people for a few days right before the elections. It's a nice little distraction to keep their little busy minds off of things.
Well, but how long are they going to spend on this?
Not very long. Not very long, but still, even one day at a time, keeping them from machinating more trash coming out.
It's true.
Is a bonus.
That's true.
And I'm curious, how can Elizabeth Warren be 95% cracker and 100% bologna at the same time?
Ah, there you go.
Although bologna and crackers do go together, but real quick, your last hour's trivia, I'm not going to repeat the question, but the answer would be to give Richard either a pardon or a parole.
Huh?
Yeah. I'll let Corey tell you.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
All right. Wow. And then, of course, we have President Trump, who is in Florida looking at the destructions. Horrible. They still don't have gas or cell phones or power. But he was asked about Elizabeth Warren. Here we go.
Since we already went off topic, Mr. President, Senator Warren released some of her DNA results that show a strong likelihood that she does have Native American roots.
How much? One thousand?
Do you owe her an apology?
I owe her. She owes the country an apology. What's the percentage? One thousand?
I don't have the exact number.
Tell me what you have the percentage.
Of course you do.
What about the money that you told her?
What about the money?
If she gets the nomination in the debate where I was going to have her tested, I'll only do it if I can test her personally. Okay, that will not be something I enjoy doing either.
Well, of course, the media, their heads exploded after he said that because Melania was standing right next to him and they were saying how sexist and misogynist. And
this dude.
I mean, how you would test her. I mean, they made something out of it that was not as you take a blood test. So he'd prick her with a needle, right? Test her himself. He does these things just to drive them crazy.
You know, we used to say that Joe Biden was a walking gaff machine,
no.
Is what we called him.
Yeah.
Trump is a walking soundbite.
He is.
And they would be gaffes if someone else did it.
Yeah, but with him, I think he plans his stuff. Jeez.
He's so awesome.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
But this
Y'all
is
can
a
call
joke.
Me a sycophant if you want. I didn't like the tariffs, and they seem to be working. And
that's right. I'm sorry, Corey. I was telling you.
And I mean, I don't mind telling y'all when I think he's wrong. God, I love this man. I mean, he just
you
don't
got a tingle
care.
Up your leg, huh?
I do get a tingle up my leg.
But you know, the reporter knew what the right number was. But are you going to give her the money?
I mean,
and again, if you play
do you owe her an apology?
Yeah. Yeah, because she's 0.09% Native American. You owe her an apology.
And then yesterday we played a clip where he told Leslie Saul, "I'm president, and you're not."
Yeah.
These are things that presidents typically think
and never say,
and say in the White House residence where nobody can hear them.
Right.
But they don't say them on TV.
And that's why Twitter. You know, what he says on Twitter, that's why people don't want him to give up Twitter. We wouldn't know half the stuff we know if it wasn't, you know, he puts something out on Twitter and then the news media covers it and then we know stuff. Wouldn't know it otherwise. I just thought that'd be interesting to play.
Oh, it's great.
We'll be back. Don't go away.
Thank you for playing it.
WBHP. The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Avadian Credit Union.
Traffic looking good around the valley this morning as you're starting to get on the road and starting to see a few more cars, trucks, and school buses out there. But so far, no delays if you're leaving Decatur, heading over the Hudson Memorial Bridge, getting around Athens. You're looking good there as well. So far, no problems on the parkway around Meridianville, Hazel Green, heading over Chapman Mountain, looking good. No problems so far on 565. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
For a limited time, Avadian Credit Union is offering 3% APY on a 58-month CD. You only need $1,000 to open. So stop by a branch or visit avadiancu.com to get started. May not be combined with other specials or discounts.
Buongiorno. This is Nick of Nick's Ristorante. There's always something happening at Nick's, even on weekdays. Tuesday, for example, is ladies' night. Wednesday, wine-down Wednesdays, plus our prime rib special dinner. Thursday is pasta night. We got some great light pastas. Check us out, nixristorante.com, or give us a call for reservations. 256-489-8280.
W273CX Huntsville.
High Times, the most iconic brand in the booming cannabis industry, just went public. Join the IPO now. HighTimesInvestor.com. Don't miss your chance to be part of history in the making. Visit HighTimesInvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com.
High Times Holding Corp's offering will be made only by means of an offering circular, which has been filed with and qualified by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These securities are highly speculative. Investing in shares of common stock of High Times Holding Corp involves significant risks. The investment is suitable only for persons who can afford to lose their entire investment. Furthermore, investors must understand that such investment could be illiquid for an indefinite period of time. No public market currently exists for the securities, and if a public market develops following the offering, it may not continue. To obtain a copy of the offering circular, which contains information about High Times Holding Corp, the offering, and other related topics, including the risks of the investment, please visit HighTimesInvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are investors in High Times Holding Corp, but are not associated with this offering. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are not responsible for the information contained in this message, the information included at HighTimesInvestor.com, or the information filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Sean Hannity.
I don't care what liberals say. I'm all for free speech.
Weekday afternoons, 2 to 5 on WBHP. Now on 102.5 FM.
Hi, this is Janet Kinchelow-Martin with Calhoun Community College, and if you are 60 years old or older, you can take any class at Calhoun Community College tuition-free. You can call us at 306-2500-INDICATOR, 890-4700 in Huntsville, or at calhoun.edu.
Thank you, Janet. So we have Elizabeth Warren, who pretends she's Native American, and Beto O'Rourke, who's pretending he's Hispanic. Not a drop of Hispanic blood. They're Irish, three generations. Robert O'Rourke is his name. Beto is, Spanish for Robert's Roberto. Beto is a nickname for Roberto, and he just picked it up in 2012.
Why is everybody so embarrassed to be white?
No, it's not embarrassed. But if you're a Democrat and you're a minority, you get more votes.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Hey, Marilyn, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You make my head hurt.
Sorry. Just trying to explain things.
Join the club, Marilyn.
And honey, I need some splaining done, believe me.
Just trying to explain
all
things.
All right.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
And Mary. Hey, Mary.
Good morning.
Hey.
I just say qualified.
Well, you are qualified.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. All right, so getting to Saudi Arabia. How much time do we have here?
Let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, almost 4 minutes.
Oh, you counted to 7, and you said 4 minutes. All right, I'm confused. You know I'm confused with math, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
But rest assured, 4 minutes.
Thank you. All right.
Well, less than four now because you've wasted
because I've wasted 30 seconds
of it.
So Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia to talk to the crown prince, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the crown prince said he didn't have anything to do with it. But the guy's missing, right?
Yep.
And the Turks say that he was cut up and dispersed in
parcels.
And
Logan was asking me about that.
Really?
He said, well, how many parcels did they have to take out of there?
It had to be a lot.
I said, son, I don't know, but apparently it's not unusual to have a parcel.
Well, it's a diplomatic parcel is what it is. It's what diplomats take in and out.
It's a bag.
Of sorts. Yes.
Must be, is it a big bag?
They can be.
Because that's what he was saying. He would say, well, they had the bag in their hand.
Well, they're saying they had a bone cutter or something, just like the movies or something. Lady. Anyway.
Oh, he needs an axe.
All right, so who is this guy? Khashoggi, I think is how you say his name.
I've heard it pronounced 17 different ways.
I have too. Anyway. So you have to go outside of the United States to get, more information because our media doesn't talk about all of it. They just have sound bites, right?
Right.
Headlines. All right. So allegedly this guy's a self-exile working for the Washington Post who's kind of hiding behind his residency in the United States, right?
A self-exile.
Yeah.
Because he talks bad about the government.
In Saudi Arabia. So he left there. Mm-hmm. Work for the Washington Post, and as everybody knows, the Washington Post basically a left wing publication. And then you have Turkey, Erdogan. Is that how you say his name?
Erdogan.
Erdogan. Yeah. Who's pushing this narrative that something happened in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
Yeah.
Well, he's a notorious liar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When it comes to his interests, I mean, how many Americans are still in Turkish prison? A lot. Anyway, he's probably the most openly staunch supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood there is.
Yeah.
Is Erdogan. And he has a big, and we talked about this last week, he has a self-interest in detracting and deflecting U.S. economic pressure from their ongoing relationship with Iran. So Turkey and Iran are buds, to put it in English.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, Trump says that he's going to put sanctions on anybody who does business with Iran, right?
Yeah.
So that would mean putting sanctions on Turkey. Now, he already threatened to put sanctions on Turkey if they didn't release the pastor.
That's right.
Right?
That's how he got home.
Okay, then you have the Saudi prince, Mohammed bin Salman, who's been trying to institute political and cultural reforms that are objected to by the Muslim Brotherhood. They don't want him doing this.
Right.
And then you have Erdogan, who wants extreme Islam, right? And then you have the voices in the U.S. who are promoting this story. John Brennan, who said that Trump is encouraging Saudi Arabia to cut people up. Samantha Power, Valerie Jarrett, all pushing the story of the division, right? You know, they're all for the Muslim Brotherhood.
Did you say Trump is encouraging Saudi Arabia to cut people up?
Well, yeah, because he's friends with dictators. That's what Brennan said.
Oh.
Not in those words, but that's what he meant.
All right.
And then you have all these other people, Rubio, Sass, Flake, Schumer, Menendez, all saying, cut ties, we'll have more.
Attention, Lodging Group is giving out 5 days in a luxurious resort in Orlando for four people with shuttle and tickets to a theme park for only $299. But you must tell me the name of a country without the letter A in its name. You know it? A country that does not have the letter A in its name. You'll go with your family to Disney with tickets to a theme park. Call now, 1-888-499-8665. 1-888-499-8665. You'll get 5 days in the magical world of Orlando with free shuttle and tickets to a theme park only for the first 20 callers. Tell me a country without the letter A in its name. 1-888-499-8665. 1-888-499-8665. Now, if you're one of the first 20 callers, we'll add a second bonus destination to Las Vegas, Nevada for that same $299. Call now and tell me a country without the letter A in its name. 1-888-499-8665. 1-888-499-8665. That's 1-888-499-8665. Lodging Group LLC, certain restrictions apply.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Support the 1.6 million Americans living with these diseases. Get started at cctakesteps.org.
During a medical emergency, every minute matters. That's why at Crestwood Medical Center, you'll find less waiting where you need it most, in our emergency room. In fact, we will work to have you initially seen by a medical professional with the shortest wait time possible. And because we're a full-service hospital, we can provide more care if you need it. If you experience a medical emergency, count on the ER at Crestwood Medical Center for great care with less waiting.
This is an Exmark, purchased 2-to-1 by the most respected commercial cutters on the planet and backed by more than 1,500 servicing dealers across North America. Each one staffed with factory-trained technicians with just one goal, to keep your mower on the job. Because every single one of our dealers know a mower that isn't mowing isn't doing anybody any good. Exmark, engineered by us, trusted by them, ready to work for you.
Buddy's Small Engine, 2811 University Drive, Huntsville.
This is WBHP Huntsville, WHOS Decatur, and WDRM FM HD2 Decatur, an iHeart radio station.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After denying it for 2 weeks, there are reports the Saudi Arabian government may admit a Saudi journalist was killed in Turkey, but that it was an accident during an abduction attempt. Secretary of State in Saudi Arabia,
Mike Pompeo, thanking King Salman for accepting his visit on behalf of President Trump. Pompeo has been dispatched to discuss the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of the Saudi Crown Prince.
Fox's Simon Owen. The porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer says they'll appeal a federal judge's ruling to throw out her defamation suit against President Trump.
Daniels sued the president over a tweet when he denied her claim of being threatened by a man in a Las Vegas parking lot for going public about an alleged sexual encounter with the president. But the president tweeted the claim was a con job. The judge ruled that tweet constitutes rhetorical hyperbole and it is protected by the First Amendment.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword bank to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's bank to 200-200.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Compassion International. Starting to see more cars, trucks, and school buses on the road this morning, but so far, no problems if you're already on 565 leaving Decatur, heading in toward the Arsenal. No problems on the parkway. Traffic looking good around Decatur. If you're on Highway 72, Highway 31, or along I-65 there, things are moving okay heading over Chapman Mountain right now on Highway 72 around Moores Mill. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carr.
For just five quarters a day, you can sponsor a child through Compassion International. It's pocket change to you. It's life-changing for a child in need. Be part of the change. Become a sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio.
Let's say good morning to Russ Durling from Last Resort Guns. You have a new class on Thursday nights.
Yes, ma'am. We're running church security group training on Thursdays. We've been asked by several church groups to put together a training package. It'll be a combination of firearms and tactics training. At the moment, we're going to run it every Thursday evening. It will involve drawing from the holster, shooting accurately and quickly, making assessment, and we're going to do some tactical training to look at how to maneuver around corners with a firearm, how to shoot from cover, slice pie, the Israeli lean, and look at ways to move no faster than you can assess the situation.
There are a lot of churches who are interested in having their own security, which is why you're doing this.
Correct.
Church security group training every Thursday at Last Resort Guns on County Line Road in Madison.
If money's tight at your house, find out how to achieve financial peace with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WBHP.
All aboard!
Let's go. There's a lot. Oh, all morning has been the crazy train with Elizabeth Warren. She needs to be on there every day. Antifa. So Antifa has now put severed pigs' heads at campaign offices in Texas, calling for a people's war. Now, these were armed Antifa. You know, there's the regular Antifa that just beat you up with bicycle locks and stuff like that. And then there's the armed version of Antifa.
Now, what do the severed pig's head, pig heads mean?
Let's see. It says...
it's got to mean something.
Oh, imperialist pig.
Oh. Well.
Imperialist pig. Right. Elections, no. Revolution, yes.
Well, that
and
cleared
they put
that up.
Pig heads on there. Five separate GOP offices. Police are...
If they'd gotten those... quick enough, you could have
looking
put
into
those
it.
On the Barbie, and man, that would have been good eating.
Antifa, they're dangerous.
They are.
And they're crazy.
I'm going up the rails on a crazy train.
At least they're putting a horse's head like in The Godfather.
That's true. All right, so this whole race in Tennessee has gotten pretty nasty.
It's out of hand.
Yeah. Project Veritas has done undercover work showing that staffers for the former governor, Democrat, who's running for the Senate seat, and that would be Corker's Senate seat, saying he's basically lying. That's what they said to O'Keefe, is that they lied, that he lied about a lot of things.
And just
he,
to get elected.
Just to get elected. Well, he's come back and said, oh, no, you know, they don't know anything. They're just kids.
They're your staffers.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then you have one of the staffers for him, the same guy, right? There was a thing on Facebook that said the biggest terrorist organization on the planet is, and people commented.
Uh-oh.
His name's Mark Brown, and he commented, white male, M-U-R-I-C-A-N, gun nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a apostrophe in front of the M?
There is.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So, I come in here this morning, and I have Corey get the dictionary, because I don't know exactly how you pronounce that, so play for us what the dictionary says, how you pronounce this, right?
Murica.
It's Murica or Murican. Now, after...
And that's wrong.
Yes.
By the way.
So, Corey, who knows all about this stuff,
yes,
schooled me on what it means exactly. And what does it mean, Corey?
So, M-U-R-I-C-A is the southern way of saying America or American. Like, for instance, when my cousin and I are talking on the phone, he's pretty redneck. So, when he's talking about, oh, well, I'm going to go out and, you know, to the firing range, and I'm going to shoot this, you know, these guns and this many rounds of ammunition, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll say, America. So it's a good old boy southern way of saying America. When you're talking, you know, with your friends, it's deep, patriotic America, and we say America.
So I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And the definition of America, which they're pronouncing it wrong, right?
Murica.
Murica. An impolite way of saying American while waiting to, while wanting to project a sense to dislike towards that country and its inhabitants. That's a wrong definition. That's not what that means.
It's not a derogatory term.
Mm-mm.
Unless you use it the way he did.
Now, then, it's a derogatory term that describes someone usually uneducated and politically conservative.
No. Ah.
Unsophisticated behavior.
No.
No, that's not it either.
No.
Nope.
Politically conservative, I'll give them that, but not uneducated.
So what they're trying to do, and that was the Urban Dictionary and the other one, what they're trying to do is say, if you say that, that's saying something against Southerners, because then it says Southerners in here.
Yeah.
But that's not what that is, because they're not Southerners.
No. Now, the way that guy used it, Mike Brown or whatever his name was, that was derogatory. He meant it derogatorily towards Southerners.
Right.
But it didn't start out that way.
Right.
It's meant we Southerners came up with that. Okay.
So for him
and
to
it
say,
was just to show how patriotic we are, and instead of saying America, we say that's America.
So he said it mocking Southerners.
Yes.
Now they're running in Tennessee. So for him to put
that's
that
not very
on
smart.
There, yeah.
There's a lot of Americans
American,
in Tennessee.
American gun nuts is what he put on there, and that's how he meant it.
Yeah.
Derogatory.
And I gave you the exact example with my cousin and his guns.
And so so this was a Facebook post asking people to name the biggest terrorist organization on the planet. And the staffer for Breslin, who's running for Senate in Tennessee, said American gun nuts.
White American gun nuts.
Yep. There you have
it. You can go jump off a cliff.
So, if you wonder, and this is the guy that Taylor Swift said everybody should vote for, right?
Yeah, Breslin.
Breslin.
By the way,
yeah.
Mike Brown, he's white.
He is white.
Man.
Man. In the South.
American. He's definitely not American.
No, he's not. And so Breslin says he's a lifelong gun owner, supporter of the Second Amendment, A rating by the National Rifle Association, but that was when he was governor.
Yeah.
That's not now. Now he has a D rating.
Well, the NRA said that was bunk.
It is bunk. So he's, they're, again, trying, like Elizabeth Warren, to make them out to be something they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easily debunked. You know, he has a D rating.
Yep.
Not an A rating.
NRA said so.
He had an A rating when he was governor because he kept...
When he was faking it.
When he was faking being pro-gun. But now that he's a Democrat running for the Senate, not so much. I mean, he'd like you to believe that.
Sure.
But these people are... And you wonder why we don't trust politicians.
Right.
And the media. They're all liars.
You can't trust them.
Ugh, not all of them, but there are a lot of them. That's crazy.
I'm going up the rails on a crazy train.
Thank you for schooling us on that...
America.
America.
You're welcome.
Who was it? What did DRM used to have that guy? What was his name?
Earl Pitts.
Earl Pitts. Yeah. I think he used that a lot, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he used the A2 bit. He would say America. He wouldn't. He didn't drop the A. It was close enough.
To Athens.
That's right. Athenian.
Athenian. So. Yeah. Corey is an Athenian.
I am.
He's from Athens.
Athens, Alabama.
Alabama, that's right.
I'm kind of like Forrest Gump. I'm from Athens, Alabama.
Say it with conviction.
Right.
All right, so one man's Halloween decorations were so scary, someone called 911 believing they were real. Authorities in Ohio responded to the home of an Army veteran. After an alarmed witness saw the upside-down airplane in his yard.
There's been a plane crash in my neighbor's yard.
The 85-year-old had set up the fake crash along with a skeleton and a witch.
An 85-year-old?
Yes. He's a veteran.
Oh, yeah,
he's
of everything.
With a skeleton and a witch spilling out of the cockpit.
So somebody thought, oh, my gosh. I got to get that witch some help.
Well, maybe the witch caused it. You know, she's just coming out. See who else she could get.
That's right. The witch. It crashed into the witch.
Oh, there's a movie like that. It's called Wizard of Oz. The house fell on it. The plane isn't his only Halloween decoration. He has a 9-foot dinosaur skeleton with a motion sensor.
He called archaeologists about
that. That lights up and roars in the woods behind his house.
This dude,
he's
85.
Look, let me tell you something. There are a lot of people who are all in on Halloween decorations.
Oh, I know.
And how they can scare
you.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't know if we'll call him crazy, but the people who called 911,
yeah,
they thought it was a real plane crash in
into
New York.
The witch.
So half the county
the witch
showed up.
Everybody came to take a look.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I'm going up the rails on a crazy train.
So while there are still a few important people who don't think humans are messing up the planet and affecting the climate, this could kind of get their attention, maybe. According to a new study, climate change is on the verge of disseminating the global beer supply.
Disseminating?
Yeah, getting rid of it. According to a report, researchers in China, Britain, and the United States say that by the end of the century, drought and heat could hurt barley crops enough to cause intense pain to beer drinkers.
Oh.
Worst case scenario, 20% drop in supply in the U.S. or a doubling of the prices per bottle in Ireland. So, in other words, climate change is going to get rid of your beer. So,
well, the Irish are going to have to back off what they're drinking
they're
in
drinking
order
a lot.
To let us
I'm
have some.
I'm just telling you. But if you don't believe in climate change, you might should hurry up and believe in it because you won't have beer. Something needs to be done.
I'm going to have to find out an alternative beer source.
Well, I have an alternative for you.
All right.
Okay. Red wine. Now, red wine has been proven for years to benefit those who consume it on a regular moderate basis.
Ms. Lowry, beer drinkers don't give
hang on a minute. Hang
a
on.
Flying
they might like
what
this.
The benefits are.
They might like this, though. So these, you know, benefits reduce your risk of certain cancers, help keep your heart healthy, prevent vision loss. It does? Does wine prevent vision loss?
Does wine get you drunk, Ms. Lowry, is all we need
well,
to know.
Well, it does me, but that's a half a cup gets me glass. I mean, it's like just have a lower.
How many gallons of wine must you drink
me?
To get drunk?
A half
a beer drinker.
Oh. But the thing is, so, is a study in Switzerland shows that you don't have to drink it. You can just sniff it.
Sniff the wine?
Yes. Sniffing red wine can help reduce lung cancer.
Oh.
Study performed on mice who had lung cancer.
The mice smelled of it?
Infected with, saw that sniffing red wine,
Wait a minute. Were you about to say that we gave the mice lung cancer?
Yeah. 63% of mice affected did not develop cancer at all, meaning that red wine can affect the reduction of lung cancer in a positive way. And all you have to do is sniff it. In other words, pour it in your glass and sniff it.
The mice smoke? How did they develop lung cancer?
We gave it to them.
Oh, it's all that insulation they're in the walls.
No, we injected them.
We injected them with lung cancer?
We had to, with something. I'm not a scientist, but we did. Anyway,
all you're saying is sniffing red wine can keep you from getting lung cancer.
Well, it can help. It doesn't say for sure, but 63% of the mice didn't get cancer, and they gave them wine to sniff.
I can't hurt.
Can't hurt, can it?
It's a
possibility.
I've got a mouse problem at my house. As a matter of fact, my cat brought me one last night. That was nice of her.
Well, see if it'll sniff a little wine.
Can I get some of that?
Well, have you ever seen a mouse sniff? I mean, they sniff. You can see their little noses.
Oh, I know. They were probably sniffing the cat when she got her.
Oh, Lord. But that's crazy.
Can I get a bottle of that lung cancer injection for mice? That'll take care of my problem.
That's crazy.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
And finally, a bizarre stunt. Do we have audio on this? Did you get audio?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play it.
Is it any good?
It's just the people laughing at him.
That's it?
Yeah.
No screaming or...
Well, yeah, they're howling.
Oh, well.
Why not play it?
Well, okay, we'll play it. Go ahead and play it. Then I'll tell the story. Let's see if it's any good.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are naked.
Yeah, you heard it. So this stunt unfolded at a Toronto aquarium when a naked man reportedly dived into the shark tank.
Dove.
Well, it says dived.
Dived ain't a word as far as I know.
Well, look it up, Athenian. Dived into the shark tank and began swimming around. Eyewitnesses say that he ignored warnings from security staff and even did a second backflip into the tank. You know, sharks usually come to where the
it
movement...
It is? What?
I told you.
Dived is the correct past tense?
Yes.
Was there sharks in the shark tank?
Well,
There were! I've seen the video. It's on the blog. There are sharks in there, and he's naked.
He managed to get out of the tank unscathed, and no animals were injured in the prank. In other words, they didn't hurt the sharks. The aquarium owners had to confirm that right away, that no animal, you know how it's, no animals were injured in this movie, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there is video of this.
I don't think anybody was worried about the animals being injured.
Well, no.
What was he going to do, go bite them?
Well, according to the aquarium owners,
they had
to put that out there right away, that no animals were injured in trying to save this guy, right?
Well, that's
there's
fine.
Video. We'll post it to our blog at tonyandgary.com. Now, they haven't said if he was drunk or not.
How much red wine had he sniffed?
Well, that's what I was just thinking.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. He was sniffing something.
Wow.
That.
Hey, did y'all know that dived is more traditional than dove as the past tense of dive? Dive just sounds stupid.
They dived.
They dived.
They dove.
Is dove even a word?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. Now that I say it, dove sounds weird, too.
It does sound weird.
Stop it.
Dove.
Dive is the traditional past tense.
And dove is
and
what?
And the past participle.
And dove is what?
Ooh.
To dive.
Dove is made up from Athenians.
But dove has crept in over the last 2 centuries.
2 centuries?
Particularly in the U.S.,
Southern U.S.?
Yeah, and probably.
Doesn't say Southern.
Along with America?
America. I went...
never mind.
I dove in America.
Yeah, out of the quarry, right?
That's right.
That's where Americans dive, right?
Down at the blue hole.
Oh, we'll take... All of that is crazy.
I'm going!
WBHP.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Hi, I'm Kerry Rosenblum with Rosenblum Realty, and if 2018 may be your year to consider selling your home, then contact us at Rosenblum Realty. We have the latest details of the real estate market, can give you a free assessment of your home's value and the advice on marketing it. Call us at 256-539-9501 or visit us at rosenblumrealty.com and let us put our years of experience to work for you in selling your home this year.
Win $1,000.
Hey, $1,000. Can't beat that.
Every hour.
I think I'm going to go on vacation.
And I'm paying some bills.
Do some other fun stuff.
$1,000. I mean, that's a gem.
Keep listening for the next chance to put a grand in your hand.
Your next chance to win is at 8 a.m. with Glenn Beck on 812:30 WBHP. Now on 102.5 FM.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
We're spotting some slow traffic this morning for you folks leaving Decatur and getting on 565. Heavy and slow traffic past Mooresville Road, but after that, traffic's moving better as you're heading out toward the Arsenal. No problems on the parkway. Traffic looking good around Hazel Green, Meridianville. No problems heading over Chapman Mountain, 72. 431 around Big Cove, heading toward Governor's Drive, looking good this morning. No delays there. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
Janet Kinchelow-Martin, Calhoun Community College. So we've had a lot of calls lately, Janet, about folks who are over 60 who are now getting free classes at Calhoun.
If you are 60 years old or older and you want to take any class at Calhoun, you can take it tuition-free. All you do are pay your fees and you buy your books as long as there's a space in the class. Now, you know, of course, we can't, like, boot out, you know, paying students. But if there's a space in that class, doesn't matter if you're interested in history or computer information systems or math or English, whatever you're interested in. If there's a space in that class and you're at least 60 years old, you can go tuition-free. Those are called 60-plus scholarships. So we scholarship those individuals. And I know that people have been calling and saying that they've taken advantage of those classes.
So what do you pay? You don't pay for tuition.
You buy your books. If there are books associated with that class, you have to buy your books. And then you pay your fees. And fees are... And you can look at our fee schedule. I mean, it's minimal. It's probably $10 a credit hour. So you're paying maybe $50, if that.
Tuition free.
Yes.
If you're over 60.
Yes.
Any class.
Any class you want to take.
As long as there's room in the class.
Yes.
Log on to Calhoun.edu to register today.
Now, your official WBHP Weather Center forecast.
This report is sponsored by Avadian Credit Union.
I'm WHNT News 19 meteorologist Ben Smith. Cloudy sky today. We'll have a north wind, cooler temperatures, scattered showers at times. Temperatures will vary from the lower 60s to the west to the upper 60s to near 70 to the east. We'll have a mostly cloudy sky tonight. Isolated showers, lows around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, only a few showers on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s. Stay by forecast to WBHP with you everywhere. Download the iHeartRadio app at WBHP1.
Home equity is at an all-time high. If you're ready to take advantage of the equity you've built in your home, talk to Avadian about our 90% cash-out refinance option. Visit AvadianCU.com to get started. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurance.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listen to WBHP on your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
I'm Keith Pinkerton with Mr. Electric. Never worry again about a power outage. Call me about a whole house generator at 256-536-8119.
Now's the time to do that. Whole home generator. Call Mr. Electric. 0% interest. Low monthly payments. They're not that expensive anyway. Check it out. Never be without power again, ever. The power goes off, the generator comes on. Power comes back on, generator goes off. It's that easy.
Talk about how inexpensive it is. Wait until the next ice storm comes.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be priceless.
Yes. Or we're still not out of severe weather territory.
No.
Or somebody could hit a pole.
Hey, my electricity has gone out over the last month probably two or three times for no reason that I could discern.
Never be without power. It could be a squirrel. That has happened.
It could be.
That
could
has
be.
Happened. So call Mr. call Mr. Electric. Geez. Phone number is
256-536-8119.
Say good morning to our friends from Crestwood Medical Center, Julie McCain. How are you, Julie?
I'm well, thank you.
And Macy is here. Thank
hello,
you, Macy.
Hello.
All right, so I want to talk to you, Julie, about the 3D mammogram.
Yes.
3D. Tell us about that.
It's fantastic. So 3D was first approved by the FDA in 2011 and is widely available in our area now, which is fantastic.
Yep.
So basically what it does is, if you think about mammograms, one of the things patients have always complained about is squishing between plates. Well, it still does compress, but you're taking a 3D object and making it 2D on the traditional mammograms. So we're missing a lot of imaging in that breast tissue. So we may be missing some small cancers and some other things when we're looking at it as a 2D object.
Right.
Well, what 3D does is just takes it back to its original form, back to that 3D shape. So with the same amount of time, compression, same amount of radiation, we're able to get a 3D mammogram, which allows the radiologist to see between all those layers of tissue and takes that overlap effect away. So it basically puts it back into a 3D form and allows us to see all of those little details that we were missing.
Now, how old should you be to have a mammogram?
We say 40 for general population. About 35 to 40, you should have that baseline mammogram, that first mammogram, and then every year after 40.
Every year?
Every year.
Yeah. You know, back a few years ago when they were saying, oh, you don't need one until you're 50 or 60 or something like that, why would they even do that?
Well,
that's crazy.
Exactly. There's a couple of things that reasons they used at the time was, you know, overdiagnosis being one. Well, we found out, you know, in research and things that have been going on for years and years, overdiagnosis, the range is about 1 to 10%. Okay, so that's not a huge number.
No.
And they're talking about the ductal carcinoma in situ, which is basically cancer that hasn't spread. The thing about it, though, is that we don't have any way of knowing which cancers are going to spread and which are not. We don't have any way of knowing which cancer cells are going to become invasive cancers or which cancer cells are going to just stay in their little place
when you,
and not
when
do
you
anything.
You want to know that as early as possible?
Exactly. So what we're doing, the whole purpose of screening mammograms is to find cancer in its earliest stages when it's most
so
treatable.
To get rid of it.
Right, exactly. So you have options. When you find it early, you have options.
Yeah.
Patients, you know, go into it with maybe some conceptions about what they would want to do. Like you, everybody, I think if you said, what would you do if you have breast cancer? Everybody's going to have an answer. Mm-hmm. Now, would that answer change with an actual diagnosis? Probably. And if you find these breast cancers when they're really, really small and treatable, you're going to have more options for treatment.
It's easier than ever to have one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And another excuse that people use is, you know, well, I don't know if I have the time. I don't know when I can schedule. I'm really busy. I've got a 16-year-old, a 9-year-old. I work 40 hours a week, sometimes plus. And with my things, the kids after school things, you know, it's kind of hard to get stuff scheduled. But the screening mammogram, the exam itself is about 7 minutes.
It doesn't take long.
We're open. We have two locations. Our Madison location is open from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. So it's you can go before
on
work, after work on Hughes Road, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, corner of Hughes Road, Madison Boulevard. And then we also have our main location in Huntsville on Airport Road or right off of Airport Road. We're open 7 to 4:30. So you can get in and get out for a screening mammogram very quickly.
Yes.
With the paperwork and all that, I'd say about 30 minutes to plan.
I think that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
About
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's from signing in to leaving.
Exactly, you know, exactly.
So, and it's worth it.
It is definitely worth it, yeah. Definitely.
What are you doing, Macy?
Just staying busy.
As usual?
Yeah.
Yeah. She always
that time of year.
She's so laid back, but you've got 500 million things going on.
You have to be laid back or I go crazy.
Well, there you go. All right, let's go to Donald. Hey, Donald, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, everybody in the house. How are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. I just called in to qualify this morning and just want to wish everybody a wonderful day.
Well, you have a good one, okay? Thank you, Donald.
All right, y'all.
Have a good day. We'll have trivia when we come back, and then I'm going to give you a little update on what's happening in the Saudi case. Something that kind of got my attention. U.S. and U.S. intelligence agencies, quote unquote, reportedly intercepted Saudi officials discussing a plan to capture the Khashoggi, or however you say his name,
journalist,
the journalist who disappeared. Well, number one, who leaked that to the Washington Post? Number two, how did they intercept them talking? Are we spying on them, basically?
Well, of course we are.
Okay. They spying on us?
Probably.
Yes. Interesting that they would put that out there. Interesting that they would leak that part of it, which goes back to the story I had earlier, that there are a lot of players in this. We've got to find out what happened to him, right?
Yeah.
We've got to find out what happened to him.
Find out who did it.
Who did it.
Yeah.
And Pompeo's over there talking to the crown prince and the king now.
Yes.
But if it was a situation where, again, the Muslim Brotherhood that's in Saudi Arabia and others are trying to put drive a wedge between the U.S. and the Saudis, this would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, it would.
And Turkey's in that camp. They don't want, because of their relationship with Iran... I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm just saying we need to find out what happened.
No, I think the guy's dead, but who did it? Yeah.
Who did it and why did they do it?
If he wasn't dead, we'd know that by now.
Yeah. I believe if they had kidnapped him, we'd know that too.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of players in this situation right now. And we need to be very careful how we handle this, because this whole thing could blow up and then it would be horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad blood between us and the Saudis.
That's
not a good idea.
Not a good idea. We'll be back. Hang on a minute.
Before you go to break, I got three tweets I want to read.
Okay.
About Pocahontas, the president. he tweets, Pocahontas, the bad version, sometimes referred to as Elizabeth Warren, is getting slammed. She took a bogus DNA test, and it showed that she may be 1/1024th, far less than the average American. Now the Cherokee Nation denies her. DNA test is useless. Even they don't want her. She's a phony. Now that her claims of Indian heritage have turned out to be a scam and a lie, Elizabeth Warren should apologize for perpetrating this fraud against the American public. Harvard called her a person of color, amazing con and would not have taken her otherwise. And finally, thank you to the Cherokee Nation for revealing that Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to as Pocahontas, is a complete and total fraud.
Well, he's going to play this one up through the for about 3 weeks, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Miss Tony and Gary, listen to our podcast free anytime, day or night.
And check out our blog at tonyandgary.com with links to the podcast, email, iHeartRadio, listen online, and all the latest stories and video.
Listen to WBHP on your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play WBHP on iHeartRadio.
And like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/Tony and Gary.
It's the Morning Show with Tony and Gary on 800 and 1230 WBHP.
And now on 102.5 FM.
As the road to the historic 2018 midterms heats up, MSNBC has you covered from now through Election Day. With our road warriors reporting on the issues at stake from every corner of America, and Steve Kornacki breaking down the numbers at the big board. From mornings with Joe and Mika to evenings with Chris, Rachel, Lawrence, and Brian. Make sense of the midterms. All fall on MSNBC.
During a medical emergency, every minute matters. That's why at Crestwood Medical Center, you'll find less waiting where you need it most, in our emergency room. In fact, we will work to have you initially seen by a medical professional with the shortest wait time possible. And because we're a full-service hospital, we can provide more care if you need it. If you experience a medical emergency, count on the ER at Crestwood Medical Center for great care with less waiting.
I'm voting in the midterm elections because
my constitutional right,
because my ancestors died,
and to make it better for my children.
The women before me fought endlessly
so we can remain free,
helping the community out.
I'm voting in the midterm elections because
I know every vote makes a difference.
My opinion matters.
I vote in the midterm elections.
To register to vote, go to iamavoter.com. And don't forget to vote Tuesday, November 6th.
Sponsored by iHeartMedia and the Civic Culture Coalition.
From the Window World Traffic Center.
The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Window World.
Slow traffic leaving Decatur this morning heading in toward the Arsenal. There's a crash on the Interstate 565 eastbound at Mooresville Road. As a result, traffic slow back before I-65 at the 565 interchange. That crash, 565 eastbound Mooresville Road, causing delays coming out of Decatur this morning, but no problems around Athens. Things are moving okay on the Parkway. No big delays right now on 431 and Governor's Drive, and things are moving okay over Chapman Mountain on Highway 72. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
Window World can give your house a facelift this summer with new windows, siding, doors, and more. Call for your free estimate today, 256-895-3285, or find us online at windowworldhuntsville.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
WBHP is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to the Morning Show. Okay, what are we giving away?
$40 for Popeye's Cajun Fried Chicken. Movie passes for two at Hollywood 18. Family four-pack to the Botanical Gardens.
A family four-pack to Tate Farms.
$20 from Dunkin' Donuts, Huntsville and Madison.
And a day pass to the range at Last Resort Guns, County Line Road in Madison.
All you have to do is call us. At the end of the show, we'll draw from all the people who have called in, and that person wins.
534-3521 and 309-2313.
And we've added prizes. We have Rooster's Men's Grooming Center, the Club Cut, the Hot Shave, the Neck Massage. Now, if you want in on the drawing for the Drifters, the Platters, and the Coasters concert at the VBC, you got to tell Corey. That's a separate drawing. And starting today, we start qualifying for that beautiful recliner just in time for, yes, Thanksgiving. Believe it or not.
Another recliner.
From Sutton's Furniture, Highway 72, between Athens and Madison. 32,000 square feet. 32,000 square feet of furniture. Get a load of that. All right, trivia. So we've been playing this all morning where we're looking for a capital, a city of some country in the world. And we're going to give you two clues, and you tell us what capital it is. For example, earlier this morning we had Land of the Yellow Brick Road, That was Oz. Not high was low, so that was Oslo, Norway. Mm-hmm. All right, so you see how we play. All right, let me see here. This is a little bit confusing, but it's something blank. Okay, so it's a saying. It's something you would say other than yes. It's a, U-H, and then what?
Yeah.
Blank, okay? Put that together with white of Wheel of Fortune. White.
Oh, yeah.
Of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
So that one's pretty easy. What are we looking for? That is a capital city of a country.
Yes.
Okay? We'll start with that one and see if we get an answer to that one, and we'll go on. Phone numbers are
256-534-3521 and 309-2313. Ms. Lowry, I got one more Facebook post I've got to share with you.
Okay.
This one from our very own Roy Spencer.
Yes.
UAH climatologist, the leading climatologist, really, in the country.
Yes.
He says, a definitive analysis has revealed recent warming was 1 in 1,024th human-caused. Skeptics now need to admit they were wrong.
You've got to be kidding. Read that one more time.
A definitive analysis has revealed recent warming was 1 in 1,024th human-caused. Skeptics now need to admit they were wrong.
Now, let me just be clear on this. Elizabeth Warren is 1 in 1,024th Cherokee Indian, right?
Yes.
And
he's
so,
taking that off.
So Dr. Spencer from UAH says climate change is 1 in 1,024th real,
yep.
Right?
I love it.
All right. Jeez. All right, Maisie's here, as well as Julie is here with Crestwood Medical Center. So, Julie, what else, you know, do you need to do when you're looking at mammograms and things like that?
Well, talking about breast cancer diagnosis, so you've got your self-breast exams that all women should do monthly. It's easy in the shower. When you're nice and soapy, just look for changes. Any changes should be reported to your doctor right away. Screening mammograms, we've talked about the 3D mammograms, which are now widely available in this area. And one of the big differences between last year when we spoke and only Medicare was covering it,
right.
Some Blue Cross plans, it was very hit or miss. Most patients were having to pay out of pocket. That's totally changed. Now, most insurance companies are paying for the screening 3D mammograms. A lot of Blue Cross plans. So contact your provider,
right,
and find out if it's covered. But we're seeing more and more plans are actually covering 3D. If it's not covered, it's only $60 out of pocket.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
So it's not bad. So to get the upgrade.
So without insurance, you just pay for it.
Right. If your insurance doesn't cover the 3D, you can pay for it for $60.
Oh, wow.
So we'll file your insurance for the 2D, and then you're paying for just the upgrade to the 3D. So it's not unreasonable at all. We found that it's, of course, for dense breast patients, that's the way to go. Even patients that do not have dense breast tissue, we're seeing obviously more clearly on the 3D for all breasts, all types of breast tissue. So I would definitely recommend, and our radiologists recommend it for all types of breast tissue. So it's definitely allowing us to see more abnormalities sooner, no matter what type of breast tissue that you have. But like I said, the great news is that the insurance companies are starting to cover it more and more. We're finding more plans covering it every single day. So that's fantastic. And then, of course, just those annual exams by your doctor. We don't want to miss that either. We don't want to miss those clinical exams by either your OBGYN or family doctor, whoever does that for the patients. Those need to be done as well. So those are the three things that you should do. One of the main things that also people talk about are women. We hear women say, I don't have any family history. Well, 75% of breast cancers are found in women with no risk factors.
No,
none of those risk factors that we talk about all the time. No family history. They're non-smokers. They're, you know, all those risk factors that we talk about that are important that we do want to know about. But 75% of these new breast cancer diagnoses are in patients that don't have any of those risk factors.
Mm.
So it's not something that you can say, well, nobody in my family has it. I'm not high risk. risk, that's not something that you need to think about. Those high-risk patients, what we do with those patients is we offer additional screening tools. So we do the mammogram, and we may do also an ultrasound or also a breast MRI. So those are not, we're not weeding those into these are the only people right. that need screening mammograms. Those high-risk patients may need additional screening right. tools.
And everybody needs to get one.
Right.
Period.
Everybody needs to get
Just
one.
Just get one.
Exactly.
Doesn't take
exactly.
long.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know for sure. And if you do right. have something, you catch it early.
Exactly. Catching it early. And so we're trying to take away those excuses, at helping people take away their own excuses. Because, you know, if you want something, then you'll get it. You'll right. you'll have it done. And if you don't, you can find an excuse. We do the things that we want to do. And
Absolutely.
We put off the things that we don't want to do.
And the phone number, how do people do this?
It's 256-429-4888. And that's for the Huntsville or Madison location.
Easy. And there are two locations, like you said,
exactly.
Madison and
mm-hmm.
and
I've got
Huntsville.
A whole bunch of excuses for starting a diet.
Yes, I
mean,
understand that.
A book of them.
Absolutely.
Like, I couldn't start a diet today. It's Tuesday. I'd have to wait till Monday.
Mm-hmm. Next Monday. Or the one after that.
The next Monday.
Yeah, or the next one. You're right. Crestwood Medical Center. You have a choice, folks. Go there. It's important. All right. I want to remind you about Rocket City Landscape. If you guys have been calling him and he didn't answer his phone, you need to text him. He said he's sorry, but he's been working hard every day,
Texting
7 days a week.
Is easier when you're busy.
It is. Text him. Give him your name and your phone number. He'll call you back. Remember, they have this fantastic program, the Total Lawn Maintenance Program. 35 times a year, they'll come out to your house. 35 times a year, it's monthly payment, low monthly payment. They'll come out to your house 35 times a year. Now, they'll do everything. They'll do all your basic lawn maintenance, your mulch applications, your shrub prunings, your irrigation setup. They'll do everything. 35 times a year, come out, and you don't have to do anything. Think about that a minute. Take that off your plate and give it to Gerald, a veteran with a small business. Yeah. It's great. Call him. No, don't call him. Did I say call him? Don't call him. Text him. What's his phone number, Corey? His cell phone number.
256-497-6991. Text him.
Text him. Text him. Say, my name is so-and-so. Here's my phone number. Call me when you get a break.
Call me back.
Call me back. Yeah, and he will. But what happens is if he's in the middle of doing something and you call him, he can't answer it. No. And a lot of people don't leave messages. Text him.
There you go.
Because a lot of you have been calling and he hasn't been getting, you know, he hasn't answered the phone. So don't think that he's ignoring you. He's busy. But he will call you back. I mean, today. Text him today. He will call you back today. Just as soon as he gets a break, right? Go to our blog at TonyandGary.com. Over on the left is a link to Rocket City Landscape. They do everything. Like I say, veteran-owned, military discounts. They have a landscape designer who can design your whole yard, walks and patios and shrub planting and lawn installation, maintenance, pressure washing, pruning, debris removal, leaf cleanup, drainage, irrigation. You name it, they can do it. They can make an oasis in your backyard, too. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't go away.
WBHP. From the Tennessee Valley to your radio, it's WBHP's Valley Happenings.
Hi, I'm Mike Michaels with Clays for CASA. Join us for our third annual Clays for CASA of Madison County on Friday, October 26th at the Limestone Hunting Preserve. Online registration closes on October 19th. Be one of the first 40 teams with paid registration to receive free 12-gauge ammunition. This is a fundraiser benefiting our aging and homebound in Madison County. For more information, please visit CASAMadisonCTY.org/clays.
And that's what's happening. For more information on Valley Happenings, log on to WBHPAM.com, keyword events. The traffic info you need now. Here's a WBHP Time Saver traffic update.
This report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance.
Slow traffic for you folks leaving Decatur, getting on the interstate this morning. Traffic is slow back before the interstate because of a crash 565 eastbound at Mooresville Road, exit 2. Also, A crash blocking a right lane, Ardmore Highway southbound at Douglas Road. Good news if you're traveling on the parkway. No wrecks or stalls around Meridianville. Hazel Green, 72, looking good over Chapman Mountain. No problems right now through Athens. From the Window World Traffic Center, I'm Captain Carl.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
This is an Exmark, purchased 2-to-1 by the most respected commercial cutters on the planet and backed by more than 1,500 servicing dealers across North America. Each one staffed with factory-trained technicians with just one goal, to keep your mower on the job. Because every single one of our dealers know a mower that isn't mowing isn't doing anybody any good. Exmark, engineered by us, trusted by them, ready to work for you.
Buddy's Small Engine, 2811 University Drive, Huntsville.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Join me this afternoon, 2 to 5, for the Sean Hannity Show. Now more with Tony and Gary on WBHP.
I'm Kerry Rosenblum with Rosenblum Realty, and we'd like to make that dream of home ownership a reality for you in 2018. Give us a call at 256-539-9501, and we'll make it happen for you.
And he can do that, too. That would be Kerry Rosenblum, Rosenblum Realty. So my whole family's in the Dominican Republic right now.
Yep.
On vacation.
What?
Yeah.
Why aren't you?
I don't leave the country anymore.
She was supposed to go, but she's skirt.
Yeah, I don't leave the country anymore. Anyway, and you know, they're at a resort. Mm-hmm. It's my son's business. They do this every year. They pay for them to all come out there, and then he can get his family.
Yeah.
And you know, my daughter.
Do they pay for
the
family too?
Their rooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome. So, do you know what resort it is?
Not right off the.
Can I go?
It's Hard Rock.
Hard Rock.
Yeah, and Punta Cana.
Yeah,
Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there, but I've been looking at going to DR.
Yeah, and so it's beautiful. She sent me pictures. And anyway,
DR,
so
huh?
Yeah, Dominican Republic.
Right. Short.
That's how Alicia texts me, is DR. Too, so.
I'm in DR.
And so
I've been reading about it.
I have this app, you know, where I can where you track people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so all the kids have it. And so in case, you know, they come up missing,
yeah.
You can, and what really started it was when Chance went cross country. You know, I could see him moving,
right.
Tell what city, I could tell when he's sleeping in the Walmart parking lot, you know, those things. Anyway, it works somewhat in Dominican Republic area.
In the DR?
In the DR, yeah. Anyway, so yesterday, day before yesterday, they went on this, you know, they're kind of like ATVs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and they went to this cave where you could swim in the blue water and here and there. And they were all muddy. They sent pictures of how they were all muddy and blah, 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 blah. So I asked them yesterday what they were going to do today, and they were going to go horseback riding on the beach, which is, you know, I've done that before. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she just texts me, and it says, in case I go missing.
Oh, why would she text you?
I know. And it is the vacation planner of where they're going to be horseback riding, and the name of the horseback riding legendary something or other.
You're going to be at Devil's Cove or something?
Anyway, it has a whole...
Can you swim with the pigs there? Have you seen those pictures of people swimming with pigs?
No,
that's
but
so
you know
cool.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Like real pigs?
Yes, but they're, like, nice, and they come up to you, and...
My goodness.
Why would you swim with pigs?
I don't know. It just looks. I've just seen pictures of people doing
people
it. Looks
make
fun.
Money in the strangest ways.
Yeah, they really do.
Hey, come here, swim with my pigs.
Yeah.
But they're picking them up and taking them to Rancho Carabino. Anyway, it has the whole planning thing. It also says $456. Surely to goodness,
mercy.
They're not paying that.
Well, they billed you
them.
Now
for
know,
their day.
Now we know why Tony didn't go. She's
Whoa.
Cheap.
Well, you know, we could go to Tennessee and ride all the horses they wanted. You know,
go to Athens.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
we then, got horses over in Athens.
Yeah,
but it is. I have done that. I did that at Acapulco on the beach. You know, riding horses. It is amazing, but still, what is she thinking? I go missing,
I dare you to ask her if they're going to be going to swim with pigs.
Well, I know her. She wouldn't be swimming with pigs.
You ride a horse down to the pigs, and then you jump off and swim with them.
Yeah.
Actually, in some of the public swimming places I've been, I'm
oh,
pretty sure I've
been
swimming with pigs before.
I sent her back. I said, good grief. You know, come on. Why are you going if you think you might go missing?
Why would she even text you?
I don't know. She knows better than that. I'm going to worry about her.
She's picking on you is what she's doing.
It's her subtle way of making you jealous.
Yeah. Actually, no, she sent me the whole paper that they signed to go, and so I know where she was.
Oh, they had to sign a waiver?
No, it was it's the vacation planner. It says the name of the place that's taking them horseback riding and everything in case she goes missing.
Well, what are you going to do if she goes missing?
Well, I know people.
You going to call somebody?
Now, you betcha I am. The State Department. Anyway. All right, so there are going to be some hearings today and over the next few days. That is going to be with Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS, who refuses to speak. He's going to plead the fifth. Bruce Orr, who is involved in the dossier, and others. It's going to be interesting to see. And new documents have now revealed that Andrew McCabe was the guy who leaked General Flynn's name.
Oh.
Well, he's already up on charges. Just add a few more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just add them on.
Hazmat team went to Susan Collins' house. There was a suspicious letter that was delivered. They got to quit
leave
this.
That poor lady alone.
I know it.
All right. High Times, the most iconic brand in the booming cannabis industry, just went public. Join the IPO now, HighTimesInvestor.com. Don't miss your chance to be part of history in the making. Visit HighTimesInvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com.
High Times Holding Corp's offering will be made only by means of an offering circular, which has been filed with and qualified by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These securities are highly speculative. Investing in shares of common stock of High Times Holding Corp involves significant risks. The investment is suitable only for persons who can afford to lose their entire investment. Furthermore, investors must understand that such investment could be illiquid for an indefinite period of time. No public market currently exists for the securities, and if a public market develops following the offering, it may not continue. To obtain a copy of the offering circular, which contains information about High Times Holding Corp, the offering, and other related topics, including the risks of the investment, please visit HighTimesInvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are investors in High Times Holding Corp, but are not associated with this offering. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are not responsible for the information contained in this message, the information included at HighTimesInvestor.com, or the information filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Let's say good morning to Russ Durling from Last Resort Guns. You have a new class on Thursday nights.
Yes, ma'am. We're running church security group training on Thursdays. We've been asked by several church groups to put together a training package. It'll be a combination of firearms and tactics training. At the moment, we're going to run it every Thursday evening. It will involve drawing from the holster, shooting accurately and quickly, making assessment, and we're going to do some tactical training to look at how to maneuver around corners with a firearm, how to shoot from cover, slice pie, the Israeli lean, and look at ways to move no faster than you can assess the situation.
There are a lot of churches who are interested in having their own security, which is why you're doing this.
Correct.
Church security group training every Thursday at Last Resort Guns on County Line Road in Madison.
This is WBHP.
Now on 102.5 FM.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Congratulations to Charlotte Chavez. All right, don't forget to get your football picks in. Go to our blog at tonyandgary.com on the left. All the instructions, the games, everything to get your picks in. Could win cash. We'll give away $150 in cash every week. Phone number for Crestwood again?
256 429-4888.
Macy, you haven't said anything today.
I know.
Just speak. Say hi.
Hi.
Macy, guess what I just got done watching?
What?
Pig swimming.
Would you stop? It look fun?
I mean, in beautiful crystal
yes.
blue water.
Yes. I'm going to go no. swim with pigs one day.
No. I wonder if they snort the whole time.
Probably. I'm sure
well,
they
we
do.
Don't need them snorting. You snort enough. Weather?
60% chance of rain today with a high of 64. Then rain tonight, 51. Then rain tapering off tomorrow,
finally.
65.
Thank you guys for listening. Join us early, 5 a.m.
Bye, y'all.
Glenn Beck follows Fox News on WBHP Huntsville, WHOS Decatur, and WDRM FM.